Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It is the 26th of April, and you are just tuning in to Bruin Radio Sports. This is a high school sports casting program. We're also dealing with a little bit of wind out here. So if we're getting some wind in the background, hey, just bear with us. I am your host, Dane Tittman, Brookings Harbor High School teacher staff member. I'm joined by the incredible, the wonderful
Abigail Giesler.
If it sounds like Abigail Giesler is super chewing on Cheetos, that's because she is. We're out here watching the Bruins softball game with our girls softball team. Currently, we're going up against the South Umpqua Lancers on this gorgeous Friday afternoon. Time's about 3:45-ish or something. It's not quite yet 4.
3:50.
About 3:50, thank you. And Abigail can see the scoreboard over there. She's going to tell us that the guests have how much?
7.
Oof. So South Umpqua is running with 7 right now, and we are still in the first inning, according to that scoreboard out there. We're in kind of a rough position here. We were only able to get here a little later in the day because school. So we weren't able to get out here till about 3:40, I think, is when I was able to make it.
Probably.
Hey, you know, you're wrapping up school on a Friday, too, so you got to kind of deal with what you got. I'm going to make sure that you folks out there can hear us in Radio Land. Pretty soon we're going to be able to start calling what's going on. I'm going to shift our table a little bit here in just a second. First up, our pitcher is going to throw it into one of the Lancer batters, who's number 2. Number 2 for the Lancers sends it short across the ground out there to Schofield. Schofield throws it to first. Yeah. Looks like we did not get it to first in time, and our Lancer is not out. Who was number 2?
Skyly Gibson.
That is Skyly Gibson for the Lancers. Thinking? Oh, is she? I missed that. Okay. Thought I heard the Lancers cheer. That's okay. We got a dugout in the way. Life goes on.
Guess what?
Hmm.
I watched Avengers
Endgame.
Oh, no.
And you're about to spoil it for our radio audience?
No.
Oh, my goodness. You heard it here. She said, I'm going to spoil this unless the Bruins win. That's what she says. Score is now 8-0. Oof. We got our umpires out there having a little discussion. The Bruins coming together in the center field to chat a little bit over the mound.
Wearing a very fancy hat today.
Miss Giesler, of her own choice, brought this really truly awful hat out. Yes. You can actually hear how ugly it is over the radio. It's incredible.
You can hear it say, ugly.
Uh-oh, that's a live ball back there. Okay, we just had a Lancer get home. Youch. Our Bruins girls coming together again to have a little more discussion. In the meantime, we've got to let you guys know who we've got out there. Primary pitcher is one Gracie Harms, number 27. Last time we saw her play, she did a great job. Oh, looks like we're actually switching pitchers now. We got Madison Mad Dog Taylor out there on the pitcher's mound, number 22. She's getting her arm warmed up here, just as we get our Gatorades warmed up, too. Now, these Gatorades, we're sitting out in the car. We're going to see how toasty they are. Abigail Giesler flexing her muscles.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. Whoa. Her biceps literally ripped her shirt open as she popped her sleeves. I mean, good warm-up pitches for Maddie. Looks like Maddie's got some eye black on down her cheeks. Got the warrior look.
I think
umpires coming together to talk again. Yeah, a lot of folks on eye. Well, because it's so dang bright out here, you need something to keep the weather down or keep the sunlight down. Plus, it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
Madison, one of my computer science students, really great kid, hard worker. Not sure how much she loves computers. I think she tolerates them. Folks, while we're waiting, we want you to know that the score is currently 9 for the Lancers and nothing for the Bruins. Not sure how many outs are on the board. We're going to tell you, by the way, that our Bruins roster is made up of Lexi Schofield, Casey Jones, Allison Graves, Gracie Harms, the one, the only Jordan Crosby, And Abigail Giesler is going to read the rest.
Oh.
After Jordan Crosby is...
Jordan Pryor, Tilly Peters, Madison Taylor, Sierra Fitzhugh, and Hannah James.
All right, now Madison's up to pitch, so let's see what her first pitch of the game looks like out here. Here comes. Oh, looks like that's going to be... we got a Lancer running in. Number 15 for the Lancers just came in. And that's going to bring the score up to 10, I believe. That was Alia Rudy for the Lancers who just made it into home.
We have number 8 up to bat.
Number 8 for the Lancers.
Lana Skeen.
Probably Lana. I'm going to guess Lana.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yep. That's a special guest in the studio is the wind today. Oh, there we go. Looks like our Lancer sends it in. That's going to be a foul ball. It's just outside the line right before reaching third base out there. Brace your ears for a second, folks. We're going to move our table. You might help me lift up. We're going to bring it forward just a smidge. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Okay. Sorry, folks. We're doing our best.
Oh, and the score is 10-0 now.
It's 10-0? Okay.
Yep.
That's a little better. Now I can actually see something.
I still can't.
That's okay. Hey, we can see our batting. That's good. Problem is we can't really move over there because we don't really have enough power. One day I'll get like a mobile battery for this. That'll be the bee's knees.
My goodness.
Here's our next pitch. My goodness what? Oh, that ball's going high and up and over and into traffic. And it bounces
off. The other
team
has... They're just yelling.
Oh, yeah. You know, they've got a lot of spirit. Usually our opposing teams, they come here, they really make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes they're the only fans in the audience. They got a few parents that come with them on the trip, but we're a long ways away. Yeah. We're a bit of a drive, and these teams sometimes play until 6 p.m., maybe even later. So they've got to make some noise. We make our own noise on the airwaves for our girls. We are not an unbiased radio station, or at least a program. We do shill for our home team. All right, here's another pitch from Maddie to number 8 of the Lancers. Here it comes. Oh, that's a good strong hit going out there between first and second. It was caught, I think. It was not caught. All right, that ball was not caught. Again, I sadly could not see. I think our Lancer made it all the way to second, so we've only got one Lancer out there on second. Pretty securely there as number 3 for the Lancers, for the Screeching Lancers.
Amelia Ferguson.
Yes, that's correct. We don't know anything about her aside from the fact that she's in grade 10. She's a sophomore. Ms. Giesler, do you know how to spell sophomore?
Wait, grade 10 is not sophomore?
Isn't it?
Oh,
yeah, grade 10 is definitely sophomore.
For some reason, I was thinking you said freshman.
I did not.
So, what was your question again?
How do you spell sophomore?
S-O-P-H-M-O-R-E.
Oof, there's another O in there. S-O-P-H-O-M-O-R-E,
oh,
sophomore.
That's right.
Yeah, that's okay. Good try. Here comes the pitch. Oof. All right. Oh, we got a steal. So it looks like number 8 was able to steal a base and is sitting comfortably on third. Lancer number 10, that bat is looking pretty rough. Like it's taking some hits. Now, you were telling me, Ms. Giesler was telling me earlier, before the show began, that the Bruins have a new pitcher. Is that correct? Or a new catcher, rather.
Yes.
By the way, that Umpqua Lancer batter did hit it out there between second and third. It was picked up by Ms. Schofield and prevented that Lancer from going too much farther. We can take that thing, set it on the ground.
No. They just have it, like, underneath.
Oh, it's catching wind? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a parachute.
I was just going to say, it was like a parachute.
Yep. Here's number 1 for the Lancers, and here's the pitch to her. Ooh, she does not take that one, but it's called a strike. It was in the strike zone. Remember, even if they don't swing, if it's in the strike zone, they consider it a strike. I know a little bit about softball, not much, but some.
By the way, number 1 is Taya Kelly.
Oh. Looks like that one was a ball. Waiting for the count. Little commentary from the crowd saying, you guys got to talk out there. Try to get our Bruins girls to communicate. Gracie Harms, by the way, is now on third with Lexi Schofield between second and third. That ball's going high and up over the building.
Oh!
Bounces off the roof. At some point, it'll roll back down our way. The building behind us is one I actually used to live in at one point. Every time during softball games, we'd hear a little thumpy thump from time to time. So the softball's just bouncing off the roof. Oh, that's another one going for the ceiling. Let's hear it. Oh, yeah, another one bouncing off the ceiling tiles. There it goes.
Stays on
the roof.
Oh,
and it stays right on the corner of the roof, right on the drains up there. Wow, good hit. I will, Abigail Giesler at this exact moment actually climbing up the building. Look at her go.
What? No.
She's going up the drain pipe right now.
No.
And she's retrieving that ball. Incredible.
No.
And she's already back.
No.
How was that trip? Was that good?
I think so.
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't really do the trip.
Okay, you're going to call shots for a second.
I can't see.
Well, see her. What just happened?
I don't know.
the Lancer batter did not swing. It was a low one. So they're going to call that a ball.
Oh, she did not swing again.
Did not swing. All right. Now remember, she does not swing, but it's in the strike zone. There we go. I'm situated.
Did not swing again. So that was three balls?
Yep, number one's taking a walk. That was the fourth ball.
Oh.
Your fourth ball, you can walk. We've got a Lancer on first and second. Here comes Lancer number 12.
Hannah Lowell.
Now, here comes the pitch to Hannah. Well, let's see what she does with it. Ooh, nope, she did not go for it. That was going to be a ball. How tall do you think Hannah is standing up?
I don't know. I suck at knowing.
Give us a guess.
Five something.
So somewhere between 5 foot and six. How tall is she sitting down?
I don't know. It depends on the chair.
Good response. Depends on the chair. If she's in like a restaurant high chair, very different than if she's on like a little stool, right?
Yeah.
That's good. This startling commentary brought to you by Bruin News and the Bruin sports team.
My hat almost flew off.
Uh-oh. It's got like little ties on it somewhere, so if you need to like straighten it, you can. Oh, that was a swing and a miss from number 12.
And you could hear the bat hit her back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of batters will do that deliberately, just kind of thump their back there.
I think if I played softball, my back would hurt all the time.
Yep. Well, none of that. You're also using your shoulder muscles a lot, too.
Yeah.
There's the pitch. Number 12 sends it to Miss Schofield, who catches it to third. So Gracie Harms picks that up at third base. Finally getting our third out and switch it over to the next phase here. So were we at the top of the first inning this whole time?
No, I don't know.
Okay, bottom? Okay.
Don't even know what noise.
Oh, really? I don't know who maintains the scoreboard there. Oh, we're that far. Oh, my goodness. Okay, we're at the bottom of the fourth inning now, folks. Again, don't be disappointed in us. We had responsibilities. I had a class to teach. Abigail was climbing a mountain.
Yep.
What mountain were you climbing?
Mount Everest.
She was climbing Mount Everest. She could have gone for something more realistic.
And then I parachuted all the way down to here.
She did. She hang glider and everything. She was coming in. It was awesome. She kicked a terrorist on her way in.
Yeah.
Just horrible, violent terrorist. She just kicked him right in the face.
Almost ran into a plane.
Almost?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the plane was like, whoa, was that Abigail Giesler? And it changed directions.
Yeah. They're like, is that a bird? Is that a plane? No, it's Abigail Giesler.
That's what the saying is, yes. Well, outstanding. And today's win brought to you by Brookings, Oregon. Oh, yes. We've got Gene Shearer in the studio now, folks. Hello, Gene.
Hi.
We're doing our best to call plays today.
Excellent.
Yeah, we don't have the best position today. We got here late, but that's life.
We have Madison Taylor up to bat.
Maddie Taylor up to bat. Yes, Madison Mad Dog. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, she sends it up. That's a high one, though. Might be an easy catch for number 10. No, that's a home run. That is outside the fence for Madison. Outstanding. That old team's coming out there. Oh, they're all barking at her. There we go. That's Madison Taylor. Big, strong hit. Yeah, that's right. Our girls needed that. Madison Taylor. All right. That brings the score from 11 to 1. With the Umpqua Lancers having the 11. By the way, that pitcher for the Lancers is Taya Kelly, or Taya, could be. I just used sign language to ask her, and she said Taya. Whoa, I got you with that one. Oh, geez. This snort brought to you by Abigail Giesler.
Number 16, Jordan Pryor is up to bat.
Yep, she's a lefty, southpaw. Oh! Or is that right? Is she a lefty if she's swinging that way?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Here it comes. Oh, nope, she does not go for that one. And our Lancer catcher does not quite snag it. Jordan Pryor I've never had as a student. Do you know Jordan?
Yes.
Is she good people?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Would you say she wasn't if she wasn't? Like, would you tell me if she was bad people?
No.
You would not. So I don't know whether your answer is true or false.
You don't know. You never know.
That's a mystery. You never know. That's true. Gene Shearer says, yeah, give a big thumbs up. You heard it here first, folks. Here's the next pitch for JP. That's Jordan Pryor. Oh, big swing there. Didn't quite catch anything. How tall is Jordan Pryor in your estimation?
I don't know.
Did she hit 5 foot?
Maybe, like, barely on the line. I don't know.
barely, maybe. Ooh, that was a real low one for her. That actually hit the home plate almost, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That was real low. Abigail, do you know where home plate is?
It's right there.
Well, the Lancers pitcher definitely knows because she just hit it with her ball. Oh. Here's the next pitch. Oh, that's a kind of a short bouncy one.
Oh,
hit the ground first and then goes caught by number 5. And Jordan Pryor raced into first base.
I can't see.
We don't know what happened. We will know. Okay, I'm going to stand up and take a look.
She's still there.
Oh, she made it to first. She's good. She's in. She's in. She's in. We've got the dugout. We deliberately built the dugout in such a way as to obscure our vision. So that's what we did today. Oh, we got Gracie Harms up there.
Oh.
Gracie's a big friend of the show. We're a big fan of her. She wisely did not go for that one. Gets a couple practice swings in. Gracie's a hardworking girl. Let's see how she does out there. Oh, that's a bouncer. That's going in. Oh, I don't know. Okay, so Gracie's safe on first, but we did take an out. From our girl running to second. That was Jordan Pryor who took an out there. Now, here comes Lexi Schofield up to bat next with some extra wind just to make it harder to hear her name. Lexi Schofield. Lexi Schofield takes a confident, relaxed position at first and sits into it. And she sends another bouncing ball to their third baseman who throws it in. Oh, looks like they missed the catch. That means we've got Gracie Harms heading into third.
Oh, shoot.
And Lexi Schofield remains on second. One of our assistant coaches gives Gracie a very happy pat on her helmet. He was really happy there. Oh, wow. She was not. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I hope he's happy. He was smiling.
And now we have Casey Jones up to bat.
Okay. I don't think the girls like it when you slap their helmets, Coach. Just going off of body language here, but when they, you know, cringe when you do it, it's like,
what's going on? Why is there?
Why are you hitting my head? Did I do good? Did I do bad? I don't know. Okay, so they switched out. What happened here? Okay, we got Casey Jones up to bat. Casey Jones, number 24.
So wait, why did they switch?
They didn't switch.
Oh.
Gracie Harms still out there. That's Casey Jones. Gracie, Casey. All right, let's see what she does.
Good eye.
That Lancer pitch, she goes a little high and a little low sometimes, which I think might be part of the tactic. But Her team's urging her to go harder. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that one was just slightly below the strike zone, I think. Let's see if the umpire agrees. I think he agrees. I think he calls that one a ball.
He's not doing anything right now.
He didn't do a darn thing.
Nope.
Oh, careful. Had a ball get thrown to third to see if Gracie Arms was going to try and steal something. I think in softball, you can't try and steal until the ball is actually thrown by the pitcher, if I remember correctly. Oh, okay, Casey swung for that one. That's going to be a strike. That's two strikes on the count. So something's got to happen here. We're still on inning number one as far as the board is concerned, but we're in the bottom of the fourth, I believe. Here's the pitch. Yep, she's out. That's two outs now. With a third out, we'll be switching. The catcher for the Lancers seems to be a bit of a shot caller for her team. She's sending out some signals out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who is that? That's not Jordan Crosby, is it? That's Allie Graves. Oh, okay, I know who that is. Here's the pitch to Allie. Oh, she sends that one. That's a bouncing, but very, very short. Gracie Harp. Oh, wow. They're counting on that out there. Yep. So Allison Graves, her out brought us to the end of the fourth inning, to the top of the fifth now. Score is
11-1.
11 for the Lancers and 1 for the Bruins. When you're calling out score, do you know home team first, then I guess? We're such amateurs, we don't.
I thought it was you said your team's
second?
Yeah. First.
Yeah.
Is that how that goes? Okay. So 1-11 then.
Yeah, it's some popcorn sauce in right now.
Does it?
Yes.
All right.
So we will.
I'll bet it's going to sound great for our listeners, just like the crinkling of that Cheeto bag.
Uh-huh.
That's what people tune in for.
Yeah.
Folks, if you're listening, we just want you to know how much we appreciate you choosing to take the time of all the things you could fill your ears with, all the educational audiobooks, all the texts, the knowledge that you could fill your mind with.
People who actually
instead,
know how to do
professionals like actual sports calling. Instead of listening to anything like that, you chose to tune in to Bruin Radio Sports. No, oh my God, get it back! Oh Lord, we almost lost the ugliest hat in the world. It almost jumped right off. Oh my goodness. I have a sick, delirious Abigail Giesel here in the studio with me.
I'm not sick.
Everybody can tell you're sick. You got a smoker's cough. You're just,
I don't smoke, I swear.
Good, good. Keep that up. Keep that up forever.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Lost her hat.
Almost ran away.
Losing her mind.
I know.
You'll notice, folks, by the way, we didn't even address this. We don't have Trinity Sane in the studio with us today. It's a big bummer.
She's sick too.
She's sicky.
She got sick from me.
You said sick too, so you admit it.
Oh wait, no, she has allergies.
Nope. Got him,
too.
Got him. Roasted. All right, here's Maddie Taylor sending in the balls for number five.
Him.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad you're here. Who is number five for the Lancers, please?
Kaylee or. Yeah, Kaylee Main.
How do you spell? There we go.
U-H-H-H-H. I do it all the time.
Aha. All right, that was the second pitch, number five. We got one ball, one strike on the count. Thank you, Ump.
Have you been to Burger King yet?
I went to Burger King yesterday. I'll tell you more about that in a moment. So number five hit a foul ball. Went to Burger King the other day. We were in line for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was during lunch hour, so we figured, yeah, we knew it's going to be a bit of a wait. But it was definitely a bit of a wait.
Yeah.
The food was quality. You know, I had a decent burger, some kind of double burger meat thing. It was good.
Probably a Whopper.
It was some kind of double Whopper, yeah. But it was good. Big wide burger. Looked like real meat.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't look reconstituted or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody had already chewed it up and spit it out. And
yeah.
Then they cooked it again. No, it was good. But definitely limited parking at BK.
Oh, yeah.
Only one drive-thru. McDonald's has like double the space, double the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Here's another pitch from Maddie. Oh, and that's a grounder from number five.
Oh.
Goes past Gracie Harms, bounces off Lexi's glove. Lexi hangs on to it. That Lancer's going to stay safe at first. So Lancer's playing cautiously, want to maintain that big old lead over us.
I went to Burger King opening day.
You went to an opening day. I'm sure that was I'm sure that was a disaster.
How'd it was half an hour just to order.
Yowch.
But their chicken fries are so good.
Everybody's telling me that their chicken fries are on point. Here's the pitch from Maddie to number four.
Oh,
that one went high. Maddie shakes her. Oh,
oh no.
The attempted theft. Oh no, that's that hurts us. So that Lancer's taking it into third. Okay, so Maddie threw the ball a little high, went past our catcher. Our Lancer advanced from what, first all the way to third at that point.
So our I can't see.
Our Lancer out there stole, and now sits comfortably on third. Madison's going to be cautious about that next. Our catcher's a little small, which is fine, but she just was not able to get up high enough to catch that ball. Oof! Oh! Careful. Okay, she's taken. I think it must have hit her. So I guess she's taking a walk, or she had that many balls. I couldn't tell. Okay, we got our Lancer on first and third. Our Lancer taking some instructions from their coach. Who is their head coach?
Emily Savage.
That's the JV head coach. Who's there?
Sorry.
It's okay. Jolie McGrady.
There we go.
Jolie McGrady. A little pronunciation support from our own Jean Shear, a resident expert. Jean Shear could pronounce any name. Whether she pronounces it right or not, no one can say, but she can pronounce any name in the world. It's an incredible skill. She's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Wow. I just introduced myself to her. So.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
She seems like a intense lady.
Mm-hmm. Coaches usually are.
Coaches usually are. Okay, our own Maddie looks like getting some instructions. Umpire sending some instructions to his guy. Umpire saying, hold on. Okay, umps are going to talk a little bit. Trying to talk over the wind, just like us here in the studio.
What?
Just looking at my counterpart, Abigail Giesler.
I'm confused about what's going on.
All right, let's go, Maddie. Get her right here, kid.
What happened?
Had some discussion between the umpires about a call that was made. Had our own Tony Barron was calmly but firmly, looking like he wanted to reopen the issue, or at least discuss a little bit more. But our gentleman umpires were going to let him get on the field. Okay, there's a little... Did you see this?
Yeah.
Use that.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, folks, we're back.
Hat ran away again.
The horrible hat tried to escape her
head. It really doesn't want to stay on my head.
All right, is it sticking?
Yeah.
Like, you can reach back, but you've got, like, filth on your fingers.
Exactly.
You know? Yes. The kind of people that watch YouTube videos of people eating, that's probably who's tuning into our show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that's great. Wow. Oh, that's a good high ball. Hopefully that's a good catch for our Bruins. And that's a caught ball. Good. I think that was our own Jordan Pryor out there who picked that one up.
No, that's Jordan Crosby.
Jordan Crosby, sorry.
The other Jordan.
The other Jordan. Is anybody even sitting in this chair?
I don't think so.
You okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sorry, folks. We're still here. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's a low one. This is number 8 back again. That's Lana Skeen. Lana is who we started our game with here today when we got in at the top of the 4th, I think, is when we made it. Here's another pitch to her by Maddie. Ooh, nope. That one's got past our catcher. None of our Lancers tried to steal, though. They were tempted, but they did not. You were telling us that we had a new... Sorry, somebody joined the team late. Who was it?
Sierra Fitzhugh.
Sierra Fitzhugh joined late. Okay.
Over here.
Oh, right. And Sierra's a catcher.
Yes.
Is that her down there?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, so Sierra Fitzhugh is our catcher. She joined the team late, wanted to work with her friends and cooperate. Be on the team. Do you know Sierra?
Yes.
Is she bad people?
No.
She's not. Is she?
We play volleyball together.
You play volleyball with her, huh?
Yes. Oh,
okay. You get along well with her?
Yes.
Good. Glad to hear it. What classes do you have with her?
None.
No class? How do you know her then?
Volleyball.
From volleyball.
We had a whole team sleepover.
Oh, really?
Yep. Well, when it was volleyball season, obviously.
A foul ball went past our South Umpqua pitcher. I think that's 3 balls on the count and 2 strikes. So that's a full count, I think you call it.
Get it right here, Maddie. Come on, kid.
Here's the pitch. Oh, she's taking a walk then. And the Lancer comes home. And we got a Lancer now on first and third. The score should now be 12-1. With our one on the board being Maddie's home run she knocked out earlier. Need a whole lot more of those if we're going to even this out.
Yep.
Is that the ties in the back of it really not helping?
I don't know.
They're on like above your left ear now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right. I feel like I'm the lady from Nanny McPhee. Not Nanny McPhee herself, but...
Yeah. What's her face? I think that was actually her name, too. What's her face? Really? That one gotcha? That one? That joke? All right. Noted. Abigail Geezer likes lame dad-style jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a low one. Going right past Maddie, who looked at her hand to see if there was a hole in it. That means number 15 and number 8 for the Lancers coming in home. That'll bring the score up to a hefty 14 for the Lancers, if my count is correct.
It says 13 right now.
It does. I think it's going to catch up in a minute. Our scoreboard is unique. We use actual mice to run out there, and the mice put the numbers up. They're trained mice, and sometimes they get distracted.
Oh, it says 15.
Now it says 15. No. I don't know what's going on.
I don't either. I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
I think it should be 14, but, you know, we do what we can here. That is an old scoreboard. Our scoreboard has taken some hits.
Yeah.
I think it's the last one on the list to get upgrades.
Well, we have it. We just have to install it.
Oh, we actually have one, says Jean. Okay, cool. It's just got to get installed. Well, you know, our maintenance crew has got a lot of requests to do around the district. We are a big facility, folks. Got a lot going on. Oh, there's a hit going out there toward Ms. Schofield, who picks it up and throws it in, but it does not get caught. That means we got a Lancer coming in. All right.
Oh, it is 15. Oh, it says 16.
Now it's a 6. Yeah, I think we're one number ahead.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't do a little bit better, this might be what you might call a mercy game. I'm not sure. Basically, at a certain point, you just call the game. I'm like, okay, this ain't going anywhere.
Yeah.
The thing is, we're playing them again after this. Yeah. A doubleheader. Do you know what they call a doubleheader?
Nope.
Do you have a guess?
Nope.
Okay. We play them twice. Twice in a row. Oh, that ball's going high. Is it caught? Yeah, yes. That's a catch. Badly needed. We still get a Lancer heading in home, though. Number 10. Scoreboard says 17, but in my heart, I know it should be 16.
It did say 16. And now
it did for a minute. Yeah, they brought it up again.
Maybe they can't figure out how to back it up.
You have to cycle all the way forward and then come back again. Like, you have to go past, like, 50 or something, I think. Well, I think so. You ready to call this one?
Oh, sure.
Or did you just come here to eat snacks?
No.
Whoa! Oh. Going right for the coach there. Oops, sorry, coach.
Well, thank you for telling them.
What? Telling them what? What happened?
I was supposed to call it.
Oh, I got too busy teasing you, and then I forgot that you were going to call it. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I don't know if they're going to pitch. Oh, and
that
went
close.
Behind her.
Yep, that one went up and bounced off the fence here. Oh, do you want to try my seat for a bit?
No.
Okay, you like where you are?
Yes.
Okay. What?
Yeah!
Oh, they're pumped.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. That one's going high. Hope it's a cop ball. And that one was definitely a catch. Good. We are switching the field. Should be the bottom of the fifth now. All right. While we wait, Abigail Geezer told me before the show started that she has a joke that she's prepared. Yes. She's going to go ahead and share that joke right now. What do you got?
Okay.
She told me that she would prep for the joke by filling her mouth with popcorn.
So.
Yes.
I said this joke to the in the talent show because I wasn't in it. I was more like the for the drama people.
I remember the talent show.
Yep.
I was there.
I went. And I said a joke, and nobody laughed.
Yes. What was the joke?
Would you like to know the joke?
Yes.
Okay. So, the duck went to the doctor, and he said, "My bill is too high."
Oh. Oh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, before today, I didn't know that jokes could cause internal bleeding. But that's a joke that has just ruptured
me. I told you,
me.
Nobody laughed.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah. Makes me sad, that joke. I feel sad.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to move the table again, folks. So hang on just a second. We're going to have a little bit of noise here now. Get ready for it. We're going to come forward. Ready? Like, we're going to come, like, a little farther forward.
Okay.
That's good. I can't go too far. Someday we'll get equipment for this program.
I still see the same as I did last time.
You still what?
Still see the same thing.
We're a little better. I could kind of see up above over there.
I think that's Hannah James up to bat.
I think it is, number one. Hannah James, yes. I think Hannah James is out.
Yep.
Sadly. Hey, it's Jordan Crosby. All right. That is our own friend of the show, Jordan Crosby out there, number 11. Fantastic, fantastic young person. Number 8 is who's up to bat, though?
Okay.
Oh, number 8 sends it in. It goes right past the third base. And there's second. Oh, that's awesome. I got past two girls. Our goal remains. There's Jordan Crosby. Oh, and there's Madison Taylor down there. Madison, Mad Dog Taylor. Oh, oh. Incredible. All right. Sorry, folks. Get a little excited.
I see that.
We got Jordan Crosby up there. So, Jordan Crosby, take a couple of practice swings.
Getting some weird stares from over here.
Weird stares?
Oh, yeah.
Who? Oh, we are? That's somebody's Nana.
Oh.
All right. You're going to call this one. Here we go.
Okay. Oh, she hit it.
Oh, she hit it. You heard it here first, folks. Oh, she hit it. That is exactly what you tuned in for. Incredible. Okay, Jordan Crosby's on first. Do you need me to hit your back?
No.
Okay.
That was really funny. Oh, man.
Okay, you're going to do it again. Here it comes. A little more eloquence this time. A little more verbosity.
Oh, she did not hit it.
Yes! That... Wow. This is a career-related learning experience. This is a curly. Good stuff.
Oh, man.
Okay, here you go. Here you go.
And she did not hit it again.
Okay. So try something like, here's the pitch. And
I can't see the pitch.
And it's lower than... Yeah, we'll lean over a little bit. You got room right here. There's your zone.
Okay, I can see the pitcher now.
Yes.
Ready? Oh, here's the pitch. And she swung, but did not hit it.
Okay, she swung, but did not hit. That means it was a...
Strike.
A strike.
Oh. I'm smart now. Sorry, it was from all the video game, like the softball or baseball video games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's two strikes, one ball on the count, I believe. Oh, ma'am, are you vacating that spot?
Yeah.
You mind if we take it?
No.
Oh, my goodness. We got a new location here, folks. Huh? Oh, no? Would we be troublesome for you?
We're trying to get baby to sleep.
Yeah. Trying to get baby to sleep. Oh, we got a baby trying to sleep out here, folks.
Yeah,
oh.
Be quiet now. All right, here's the pitch. Oh, did not swing.
All right.
I'm sorry, but I can't do that for the whole thing.
That's okay. I think Maddie was struck out there, sadly.
Now we have Jordan Pryor up to bat.
Jordan Pryor. Now, last time she was up there, she did pretty darn good. So let's see how she does this time around.
swing.
Stupid bags. Let me just put it in my pocket.
I see, I think two people.
Oh.
With them. Look like they're adults, and they look like they're in carriages. Like, you know, those little, the baby strollers?
Yeah.
At Disneyland?
Oh.
Yeah. They look like they're in
there. Uh-huh. Oh, that's a high one. That's going to get caught by somebody. Yeah, sadly, that was an easy catch. That brings it to the third out. That's okay.
Man.
All right, our teams are heading back in. That would be the completion of the first game of the day. In between this episode and the next one, we're going to move forward, try to get a slightly better observation position here, folks. So we're going to cut out. We're going to come back to you in just a few minutes here. So hang tight. We will be back. All right, cool. We are back on. I'm going to turn the gain down a little bit, make sure it doesn't pick up too much that stuff. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Welcome back to Abby Geisler's show.
Whoa, very good. Yeah, keep going.
I'm kidding. No.
No, keep going. Keep
okay.
going.
Okay.
Who are you with?
I'm here with Mr. Tittman.
That's me.
Yep.
That's my voice.
Uh-huh.
In case you thought I was Abigail Geisler.
Nope.
And she was Dane Tittman.
Yep.
That's not the case.
No. I'm sick. As you know.
Yes. Desperately
sick. Eating popcorn and drinking Gatorade. Living the life.
Now, Gatorade's pretty good when you're sick. It helps you replenish your electrolytes and your hydration a little bit. Popcorn.
Living the life.
Popcorn's not bad. It's not a bad snack. But this isn't just any popcorn, is it?
No, it is smart popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Why do they call it smart popcorn?
Because it makes you smart.
Well, that's...
I know.
If that were true...
I'd be like, what's his face? Einstein.
Wow. Oof. I'd be like, what's his face? Einstein.
Wow. Yep.
What are we out here for, Miss Geisler?
Oh, that's right. I didn't finish my introduction.
We can scoot over here now, because she took her baby somewhere else. Okay, we're going to come this way then.
All right.
So we can actually like...
Sorry, but we are moving right now.
Yeah, this is going to sound great.
Oh.
That right there, that's pretty good.
All right.
That is much better. Okay.
I can actually see now. Okay.
That's
back
better.
To the introduction.
Yes.
So we are going to the worst announcers, by the way.
Who are we? Why are we the ones doing this show? Ms. Geisler, who are you? What do you do?
I do a lot of things.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, are you a 40-year-old prison guard?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a 62-year-old Republican candidate for Congress? Who are you?
I am a 15-year-old person.
A 15-year-old person, yes.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
Oh,
we've got Gracie Harms in the studio. There she is. She's real nearby.
So we do an interview.
I don't think she wants to do an interview. I think she's just thinking, that's okay, we're going to leave her be. Sorry, continue.
Okay.
So who are you? You're a 15-year-old person.
Yep.
And you make cars for a living.
No.
And you climb mountains for a living.
Oh, yes. That and parachute
yes.
all the way down to Brooklyn.
All the way down. You raise carrier pigeons for a living.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I'm living life to the fullest.
Wow. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, are you wanting me to say a journalist, a color guard?
Something like that. Yeah, those are great. That's a little more what we're after. Yeah, yeah. She's a journal color. She's a news guard. She's
what?
She's a professional snack eater.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
If you need me to eat your snacks, just call me. I will eat your snacks.
I will eat your snacks. I won't bring you snacks for you to eat. I will eat them.
Yeah. You know, they should have that job. Oh, wait, they kind of already do.
They kind of do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do it a lot of different ways. You can be a food review person.
I could be like Gordon Ramsay, don't cook.
Except you don't cook. So what do you call Gordon Ramsay except you don't cook? I'm not sure what you
Gordon
call it.
Gordon Ramsay who does not cook.
That's just what you call it.
Exactly.
Wow. What do you do for a living? I'm a Gordon Ramsay who does not cook. Yes. There are people who do YouTube food reviews. They just like sit in their car and like, hey everybody, I've got the new flame broiled, you know, butt steak from Arby's or whatever. Or flank steak, I mean.
And then they just I'm lost.
Flank is butt.
No,
okay.
I know that, but like, what are you talking about?
People do YouTube food reviews.
I wasn't really paying
attention. What is this popcorn powder on my stuff? Where could this have possibly come from? Oh, pardon us, sorry. Where could all this come
pollen.
From?
That's pollen. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's definitely not pollen. It smells like cheese. Like powdered cheese. Okay. We're out here on this beautiful Friday afternoon with the incredible coughs of Abigail Giesel. Did you guys know she's actually a professional cougher?
Uh-huh.
She tours the country.
Yep, just for people to
at
hear me
stand-up
cough
shows.
Mm-hmm.
Check out her new show on Hulu.
Yep.
What's the show called?
Show on Hulu. I don't know.
No! Show on Hulu. That doesn't even say what it's about. Oh, boy.
No, but you can go to my brother's YouTube channel, Bubba225.
Oh my goodness, what do we got? What do we got on Bubba225?
Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare.
That game is awesome.
I know.
Yes,
we unlocked everything.
Yeah. There's only four characters, right? Are there only four characters that you play? Or am I crazy?
You're crazy.
I thought there's only four classes. There's Sunflower, Pea Shooter, the big purple plant thing,
corn
and Cactus. Oh, Corn on the Cob is an option?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Piranha plant. No, it's not a piranha plant. Chomper.
Yeah, yep. That's the purple one. I already did that one.
The Rose.
The Rose?
Yeah, you can play as a rose.
That must be from Plants vs. Zombies 2 or something.
Oh, what else? I can't think of it.
Yeah.
Oh, Cactus.
Cactus I called, yeah. I said that one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I can't think right now.
Well, that's okay.
And he also plays Pokemon.
Oh. And that's what it's on his YouTube channel.
Yep.
What grade is Bubba in?
He is in sixth grade.
Sixth grade? Does he like computers?
Yes.
He should take my classes someday.
I'm pretty sure he will.
Good. Well, whatever the case, you folks are out here to hear about the softball game going on today. Bruins versus the South Umpqua Lancers. The first game ended a little roughly. I'm pretty sure the final score was actually 16 for the Lancers and 1 for us. But the scoreboard says 17.
Mr. Tittman.
Yes.
My good luck.
You are good luck.
I am, really.
I'm not kidding.
That was an awesome home run out there. Though.
Thank you.
That was fantastic. How am I your good luck?
Because whenever you're here, I hit a home run.
Oh, right? Really?
Yeah, wow. I can't hit when you're not here.
Really?
I literally suck. Well, I strike out.
Wow.
Just don't listen to it.
Your pitching was good, though.
Because, you know, we suck at calling out.
We're pretty terrible at doing what we do.
Like,
we're pretty awful.
No. Ready? Oh, she hit the ball.
That's about the caliber of what we got. We're trying our best. We're having a good time though. Really, you guys are doing. You guys are doing
all
really great.
Sexy. I'm like.
You guys ready for round two?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
By the way, if you see a hat out
there, give them a reason to cry.
Give it back to me.
Or her hat keeps flying off.
Almost went to the field.
Yeah.
Maddie, I just smeared this in there.
Uh oh.
I got it all over my hand.
No, I do that too. It's like touching it.
Uh oh. Yeah.
Whoa. We kind of got a mini interview there.
A little bit, yeah. Well, I'm staying here, so you got more homers in you. You call them homers or homies?
What?
Homers, I think. Home runs.
Homies are friends. Are you kidding me? What is wrong with you?
That's the joke. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Uncultured swine.
Whoa. Whoa, excuse me. Oh, she hit it. Here, call this one. Oh, she hit it. You don't say who. You don't say where they hit it. Oh. Here comes the pitch. It's low. It's a fly ball. It's right down the middle. Oh, she hit it. Imagine if NASCAR, if you did NASCAR that way.
Oh,
they're driving in a circle.
That's probably
they're driving
what
in a circle. One's going faster than the other. Basketball.
Oh, what
the ball is bouncing.
Circle.
It's a full circle. Now do basketball.
Oh, he throws it and it makes it.
It makes it. Where was he? We don't know. How many points? We don't know. Do football.
He threw it to someone else.
And now they're all bumping into each other. And they're mean. They're being mean about
it. Someone just got tackled.
That is so rude.
Someone's arm just broke.
Oof. Oh, my. One of these days, we're going to do baseball. They actually have a studio, like a little recording studio up there. So we'll actually be blocked off from the wind. We'll have a decent position. We can see the whole field out there. That's someday. Not today, but someday we'll reach that point. We actually did that last year when I had some people on the on the radio team.
Other than me?
Other than Abigail Giesler.
Oh, wait,
Timmy
I wasn't
Sane.
Even there.
You weren't here last year, no. But this year, I'm hoping.
You should talk to Sam Hughes. I think he wants to do it.
He wants to do baseball.
Mm, that's right.
He doesn't have much interest in softball.
Which makes no sense.
Good job, but
because, you know, they're kind of the same. I know. Some people will get mad at me for saying that.
Yeah. You get along with Sammy Hughes?
Sure.
Oh. Is he good people?
Sure.
Oh, that's a different answer than earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Earlier you'd say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say sure.
Yeah.
A little bit of drums in the studio today. Big drums.
Oh, looks like you got more pollen on your little suitcase thing. I don't know.
Gosh darn it. More pollen on my suitcase thing.
Oh, man.
You know how I can tell when you're lying?
Huh?
You're talking.
What?
Oh.
What do you mean?
Woo.
What do you mean?
Hang on, folks. I'm going to do a dab in the studio.
Oh, no.
In the studio.
Oh, he just did it.
I just
cringe.
Did it. It was the biggest, the craziest.
I'm dying inside.
It was the worst.
Oh, no. I am bleeding internally now.
From the cringe. Cringe so hard. That's funny. Why are we still recording in between games? Because this is actually
interesting.
It's actually whoa, oof!
I didn't mean it like that.
No,
I didn't mean it like.
But this
that.
Does help us keep up on things. If you out there, you're thinking, man, you know what? I could do better than Dane Tittman and Abigail Giesler.
Please,
you probably can.
We need some competition.
Please
here.
Volunteer, get involved with me.
I will compete against you, and I will win.
Oh yeah. But really, though, I mean, if you'd like to get in on radio and do community radio stuff and talk about games, be awesome. Be
Please.
Thrilled to have you. We're looking for students primarily, basically exclusively. You know, if you're a psychopath at
free
home.
Free food.
Well, I pay for it.
Exactly. Free food.
Well, free for you. Oh, you're
you.
Working now.
Thank you.
You're working now.
Thank
I'm not going to buy you
food.
Anything else.
You, thank you for the food.
Buy your, you're welcome. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Alrighty.
A couple of Lancers out there throwing the ball back and forth. Who are they? That's number three over there. And who's that other one?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Okay. Number three is Amelia Ferguson.
Looks
I
like
think that's, is that
number
15?
15, I think.
That's that was she was their catcher.
Aaliyah Rudy.
Aaliyah Rudy, yeah. No big deal. A couple of Lancers.
Having some karaoke, I hear.
Yeah.
You know.
They're playing country music.
You know who's really great at karaoke?
Tell me.
Trinity.
Really? She's a singer?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh. But when we bring her on the show next time, we should
yes.
have her sing something?
Uh-huh.
What should we have her sing?
Let It Go. No, I'm kidding. That's
really?
The worst song. No. No.
That song is so by the numbers, just standard Disney fare.
No.
I mean, the beat to it.
I know what song.
You know what song?
You know the In the Jungle.
The Mighty Jungle?
Yep.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight?
Yes.
That one?
Yes.
What is the name of that song even?
The Lion Sleeps
If you just
tonight.
Google In the Jungle song, I think you find it.
It's,
I don't think the title
it's
is
The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
That is not the title
yes,
of the song.
Yes, it is.
No.
Yes.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight is the title
yes.
of the song? I don't think that's the case.
Oh my goodness.
I'm willing to be proven wrong. I think it's got a different name.
Okay. Let's see.
What's a song? What is it? Song by the
Token. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Now who's the smart one
There's
over
Tony Barrett.
Here? It is me. Whoop whoop.
Yeah.
Sorry, got a little carried away there.
Oh, that's okay. You know, it's good to be humble when you're right. It's very good to be humble and not have a big ego and not gloat when you're correct. That's it's good that you were gracious about your victory.
Yes.
You gotta be right about something once in a while.
Exactly.
Right? You know?
Yep.
Yeah. When you're wrong as often as you are, you gotta make it big when you get the name of some dumb song right.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't even, you had
exactly. Yeah. I had every correct word.
Every correct word. I really can't believe it. Called The Lion Sleeps Tonight. I thought it'd be something where, you know, it'd have like...
What'd you think of a Weembawop?
Yes, a Weembawop by the A Weembawop Band.
Yeah.
Or possibly alternative title. possibly that instead, but nope.
A Weembawop, a Weembawop.
See?
We could have... I want to hear Trinity sing that. That'd be great.
She would definitely not. She would clamp.
You'd
she would freeze up.
You'd be on a Weembawop.
She is super talkative.
And then she could be the
I do. What? Lee. Oh, yeah, the wind. Try and convince me you're not sick. And I... Wee. Forget every horror movie that's ever been made where they got like a big snarling monster. Just put that walking down the alleyway. Just Abigail go, wee. All the people in the audience would go screaming out of that
theater. Wee. Oh, man.
But Miss Sane... She is very talkative. She's great at expressing herself. Put her on a radio show, she clams up a little bit. She's like, yes. I don't know why.
Though I think that was for only the first one.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay. Please don't copyright strike us for having this music in the background.
You don't hear anything.
Yeah, you don't hear anything.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
That
is, I'm a little teapot. Yeah.
All right. Oh. Team karaoke?
Yeah, Lancers are feeling pretty good about themselves. That was nice that Maddie came by and was happy about us.
Well, now you have to be there at every game. Oh. Or else you just ruin her ego.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't want to be responsible for that, but... Yeah. I like the message of this song, which is to get stupid.
To get stupid?
To get stupid.
Mm. Have you ever heard the real version?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
it's skipping. Somebody take the CD out and clean it.
Yep.
Take the cassette tape out.
No, no one has cassette tapes. I think barely anyone has CDs.
Take the record out of the record player.
No, I have Guardians of the Galaxy 1 and 2 soundtrack.
Where?
In my dad's car.
In your dad's car?
Yes.
Is that what you're driving? No, you're not driving yet.
No, not
but
yet.
But you're working.
Yes.
Wait, you have a job but no car. How do you get to work?
I work with somebody, and she drives.
That's not mysterious at all. You work with somebody. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I'm trying to drive. But I know every song and every lyric to every song. It is great.
On the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yes, 1 and 2.
Mm, the discography.
So, when I have, like, a new friend come over, they're like... They get kind of scared. They're like, how do you know every word?
Oh.
Maybe kind of listen to it a billion times.
I feel like those people are scared for other reasons.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
Like.
Oh. For a second there, I thought stuff was getting real.
Yeah, me too. I thought
like, what happened? All the girls are like, I'm sorry, coach. But no, it seemed like it was more of a motivating thing. Umpires and coaches kind of shaking hands out there. The Lancers coach got a big smile on her face. Like she just got a big victory, which she did.
Yeah, kind of, just a little bit.
We're going to see how that turns out, though.
All right.
We might send them home in
we
tears.
We will turn the tables.
We're going to turn.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Show me how those tables will turn.
Can't really, because I don't want to ruin everything.
No, to the people in Radioland. They don't know.
Oh, like this.
Wow. Tell the people out there what you just did.
Oh, that's right. You can't see.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So, I got my phone, right? I put it on his suitcase thingy.
My suitcase thingy?
And I turned it.
Oh. Oh, there it is.
time.
Thanks for tuning in.
I'm dying.
Ms. Kiesler, what's your middle name?
K.
No, tell me what your middle name is.
K-A-Y. K.
K-A-Y.
Yeah.
K.
You know what's...
I thought you were doing a bit, like K, and then not telling
them. No. Okay.
Abigail K. Giesler. Mm-hmm. AKG?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
DJ AKG.
You know what the joke is? Every kiss begins with K.
Oh, like yeah. The K jewelers?
That was the biggest joke in elementary school.
Where's the joke, though?
Because K...
Yes.
In my middle name, I don't
yes.
know. It's an elementary school, people.
Yeah, there's no logic to it. Like,
because
there's no punchline to it. It's just,
exactly.
This is, well, it's just like your duck... Doctor, my bill is too high, but there's no resolution to
the
story.
I had another one. It was like...
No, but that joke's still not finished. Like,
no.
It back in the oven. It's not done yet. It's
I'm
unfinished.
Still trying to think of stuff for it, okay?
Yeah. My bill is too high, and...
And...
I need, like...
And he waddled away.
And
waddled
away.
And then he went to...
I don't have enough cash in my waddle it.
The lemonade stand, and he said to the man running the stand, "Hey, bump, bump, bump. Got any grapes?
Got any what? Crepes?
Crepes?
He went to the lemonade stand asking for crepes. Is this some incredible new meme?
You don't know the duck song?
No.
Oh,
that's a thing?
Depressing.
That's a reference to something? Oh, okay.
Oh, man. You know, you're going to have to really listen to that.
And
you'll be like amazed. You'll be like, where have I been for the past?
Oh, it's that significant?
Yes.
Wow. Okay, yes. Like a spiritual experience. Like,
yes.
Oh.
You'll be like, I'm a new person after hearing this.
Wow. Let me try to get my phone
on. And now the game has started. And we have number one. On the Lancers team, Taya Kelly up to bat. Here's the pitch. She hits it.
Oh, that's a grounder. It's rolling. It goes to Jordan Crosby. Throws it to first. And our girl is out. I mean, sorry, not our girl, but the Lancer girl is out. So Jordan Crosby got that ball and sent Lancer number one, their pitcher, back to their
now
dugout.
Now we have number 12, Hannah Lowell, or how did you say it last time?
Lowell.
Up to bat.
L-O-L, Lowell. Just like that.
And here's the pitch.
Oh, that's another low one going to first.
Go, Teal, go!
Nice one. So our Peters girl grabbed that ball that was going right to first, and she just took a nonchalant little walk. That's two outs already on the Lancers. Let's see if
go,
we can
crazy.
Put them out.
Like I said, quote unquote, oh, how the tables have turned.
You say quote unquote?
Yes.
Unquote.
Same thing. All right.
No.
Now, number five.
What is wrong and what is right?
Number five is up to bat, and... She does not hit it.
Where did it go?
Oh, it went past her.
Yes. High, low. Oh, my Lord.
Low.
Yes, low.
Oh, no.
You've got to stop smoking cigarettes.
I don't smoke cigarettes.
Well, it sounds like it.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, here it comes.
Oh, here's the pitch.
Oh, going right over Maddie's head and right toward the back. There's a good strong hit from number five from the Lancers. Number five is running into the second. She's going to try to get in the first, and she's safe on second. Jordan Crosby was the final person to have that ball there, but number five from the Lancers just got way too far. Now we got number four for the Lancers. So first tell us who's four, who's up to bat.
Shaylin Gray.
And who's number five out there for the Lancers?
Kaylee or, I'm just going to guess that's how you say it. Man.
Most likely, yeah. Man. Here's the pitch from Gracie Harms. Oh, that one's going right past Maddie. Out there, we got a Lancer who's going to be running home now. So that Lancer number five comes into home. Lancer number four stays on second. And we got a Lancer on first. So our Lancers have 1 point against our nothing, because we're at the top of the first inning. Now we sound like we actually know what we're doing.
I know. That's pretty impressive. The second game, we're doing great, and we're doing great.
Yes. Because of the wind, my hair keeps getting in my mouth.
What? That's me.
Yes. I'm Abigail Giesler.
No, you're not.
No, I'm Trinity Sane.
No, you're not.
Here's the next pitch. Gracie looking thoughtful.
Number 15's up to bat.
Our Gracie's a real pro. Here we go.
Here's the pitch. Oh, does not swing.
Umpire says it was a little high, so he's counting that as a ball.
All right. Let's see if she will hit this one. And she's getting into her stance. And here's the pitch.
Oh, that was low. Bounced off the dirt.
It was low.
We got a Lancer out there thinking about stealing. That Lancer on second was kind of skipping forward some. She looks like a fast one, too.
All right. She's concentrating. And here's the pitch. Oh, she looked like she was ready to bunt it. But now she's going to first base.
Yeah, she's preparing for it. Yeah.
First base. Now we have number two up to bat, which is Skyly Gibson.
Doing good.
I know, right? Better than you.
Whoa!
Here's the pitch!
I take my compliment back. Better than you.
Oh, no. My hat almost flew away.
I almost wanted to.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
It's a beautiful hat.
Better than you. We're a partnership up here. Oh, there's going right. Oh, shoot. That was just too far out of Gracie's reach.
We
got a Lancer number four. Oh, that was an out. All right. That saved us. Okay. So that with three outs for the Lancers, we've still got to 1 point for them. Now we're at the bottom of the first inning. We're going to see if we can't get some kind of a lead out here.
I take my insult back.
You withdraw it from the table?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sorry. Even though it is true.
Whoa! Putting it back on the table. You know, replace your stank with a different stank. Okay. There you go.
Oh, man. I feel like my ears are just like...
What do you mean? Your ears are just where? Oh, my God.
And then they go to...
Oh.
Then they go sideways.
Then you're going sideways.
They don't just go...
Yeah.
You gotta understand.
I got it.
The Abby
somehow.
Language.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my goodness.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't sound like this for another... day or an hour.
Yeah.
You know, just magically, I'm better. Probably because of the Gatorade. Well, you're very quiet. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm just watching it all go down. Thinking about how this is going to go. I think we got a good chance here.
And we have number one, Hannah James, up to bat.
That's right. Hannah James is one of our four freshmen on the team.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, that's a swing and a miss from Hannah James.
A strike.
A strike, yes.
I am smart. Well, welcome back. We have Mrs. Oh. Ow, something went in my eye.
One strike, one ball. Uh-oh.
I think it was my hair.
I think it might have been, yeah.
Oh, here's the pitch.
Oh, that's another strike. Jumps over her there.
Are you going to be eating hot Cheetos?
Yeah.
Wow.
I bought them.
Oh. And here's the pitch.
It's going to be all you for a bit.
She did not hit it. It was a low ball.
Good.
Here's the pitch. Oh, she hit it. She's running to first base. She is safe. Hannah made it to first base. Woo woo.
Woo woo.
No, not the ambulance. Whoop whoop. Now we have Tilly Peters up to bat.
After Tilly Peters will be Jordan Crosby.
Here's the pitch. Oh, she punted.
That was a weird one.
Oh. But the catcher caught it.
So that ball rolled straight up in the air off of her hit and was caught by their catcher.
That's exactly what I
said. Sending her out. Oh.
Now
I'm used to doing such a terrible job that I felt like I had to fill in, even though you actually did something right.
Well, sorry about him talking, but we have Jordan Crosby. Did not swing. I forgot it.
All right, Jordan.
And here's the pitch. Did not swing.
That was smart. Good eye.
And is she going to pitch it? I don't know. You never know if they might pitch it or not. Oh, here's the pitch. She did not swing. But what is that called?
What?
What was that? What are we at right now?
I was eating Cheetos.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, something happened, but I wasn't paying attention. This is why I need you here.
I'm sorry.
Oh, here's the pitch.
That's a fast one. Yeah.
He hit it.
All right.
He hit it. And we have Hannah running to third.
That was a big one.
And she's running to home.
Oh, and our girl, Hannah.
She made it. Woo. Hannah made it to home.
All right, Maddie Taylor. Yeah.
As you can tell, we have Madison Taylor up to bat. We have Jordan Crosby on second base. All right. Lots of excitement here. The
All right, Maddie.
Board is 1-1, I think, right? Mm-hmm. It is 1-1. Oh, here's the pitch. Oh, and she hits it. Oh, and it goes past the pitcher.
It's all right. A little sacrifice there.
Yep.
And now we have Jordan Crosby on third base. But Madison
got we got
out.
Two outs, so one more out, and that's it.
And now we have Jordan Pryor up to bat. Here's the pitch. She didn't swing. Was that a ball or a strike?
I don't know.
Okay.
Was that a ball?
It was a ball.
Hmm.
And now we are waiting. Oh, someone was tying a shoe. Okay. Here's the pitch. Oh, she swung, but did not hit it. But that's okay. That's okay. Okay, let's... And here's the pitch.
Oh, that's a weird short one. Nope, that's a foul ball.
A foul ball. Oh, no. It's all right. Okay, here's the very scary-looking pitcher, and she pitches it. That was a slow pitch, and Jordan is running to first. Jordan Crosby Jordan Crosby made it to home, if you can't hear me. And is Jordan on first base?
Yeah.
And we have Jordan Pryor on first base, and so now we have Gracie up to bat.
Yep. And Lexi Schofield is next.
Here's the pitch. It was a ball.
Right.
Here's the pitch.
Bye, Gracie.
So it was another ball. Second ball. Here's the pitch.
All right, two strikes, one ball, I think.
Nope.
Or two balls, one strike?
Yes.
Sorry, I goof.
Well, now that he is done eating the Cheetos... Mr. Tipman is back.
It's not like I was teasing you for eating earlier. Come on.
Come on, Gracie.
One, two.
Hey, let's go, Gracie.
Go.
Go, Gracie. You got it.
All right. Here's the pitch.
Ooh.
It was
our
strike.
That was our out. That's okay.
That's okay. Yep.
Yep. We got 2-1.
Oh. 2-2-1. Now, as some of my friends would say, let's get this bread.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
you can talk.
I can talk now. Yes, I can. I'm
you
able.
You were screaming so loud. I don't think they could hear me.
Well, I was pretty jazzed.
Mm-hmm.
I like our team. They're good kids.
Top of my lungs.
We'll be doing baseball here at some point. Will you do boys baseball?
Yes.
That'd be okay. Do you know the boys?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are you sure? Yeah. If I ask you if they're good people or bad people, you'll be able to tell me?
They're boys.
Oh.
They're,
yes, and?
They're boys.
Oh.
I mean, you would agree with me.
I would agree with you.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of them, you know, they're not good people yet. They're still getting there, you know, they're still growing.
You never know.
Yeah. Getting some practice pitches from our own Gracie Harms, friend of the show.
I think, like, everyone on our team is a friend of
everyone
the show.
Everyone on our team is friend of the show, yep. We got Hannah James down there catching. Hannah James, friend of the show. That's no, Hannah James is not catching. I'm sorry, that's Sierra Fitzhugh, my goof.
The famous paper.
Yep. Allison Graves is out there. Allison Graves, friend of the show. Lexi Schofield is out there, too. Lexi Schofield, friend of the show. All right, sorry, folks. Here's the pitch from Gracie Harms. Goes right for the shins there, so number 8 jumps back a little bit. That was a ball, therefore. I think all we're getting is wind. I'm going to scoot in a little bit. If we block it, it'll be a little better. We got one ball, one strike on the count. Here's the next pitch.
And here's the pitch.
Oh, that was a low one bouncing off the ground there. Getting sent in to Gracie Harms.
Gotta make these people not bored.
Two balls, one strike.
Alrighty. And here's the pitch.
Oh, that's going to be a foul ball jumping right outside before it makes it past the third base.
Is that
about Big Dog or something?
I don't know.
I really like my dog. Ooh. My dog is the cutest dog. Ooh, ooh. My dog is the cutest dog, though. That was great.
No.
Oh, number 8 actually hits and grounds it out there to Lexi Schofield, who picks it up and scoops it and throws it in first, but it does not get there in time. Number 8 remains safe on first. Yeah, that was better.
That was great.
That was better. Good recovery.
Number 3 up to bat.
Number 3.
Amelia Ferguson.
Amelia Ferguson. And we asked Amelia during the break there, we said, Amelia, what's your favorite food? She said, asparagus. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
True story.
Sure. Don't believe him.
Then Abigail started a fist fight with her over that. It sounded exactly like that. Choo, 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 choo. It was beautiful. Abigail's fists are trains. Actual trains.
Choo, choo.
Yes. Do you box? Do you know how to fight?
No.
Have you ever been in a fight before?
No.
Never been in a fight?
No.
Good. You don't fight, you don't smoke, you do a lot of cool stuff after school.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's a weird one. Oh, but it's our catcher does not quite go for it. Okay, so that ball went high up, just about 2 or 3 feet forward. Our catcher went for it, but could not catch it. That means that our batter, who was Asparagus Girl, made it to first, and number 8 is on second. So we got a Lancer on second and first. Next Lancer up is number 10.
Annika.
Annika McCall. Or Anika. It's
whoa.
Russian
what was
or
that?
Something. Whoa, big swing.
Anika.
But nothing happening there. Anika. Yeah, maybe like Russian or Polish or something.
I guess. Here's the pitch.
Nice. Oh, went for a little short one there, but.
Le foul.
Fouled out. Lay foul. Lay chicken happened.
No, stop. Well, now we are joined with the chicken named Jerry.
You don't like
Jerry.
Chicken noises? Oh, it's Jerry the chicken. Hey, Jerry. What's going on? Oh.
Oh, he just said
Jerry
laid an egg.
Jerry the chicken is laying an egg. Oh, and the egg is hatching. Oh, it's a gun. It's a gun inside the egg. Jerry the chicken just laid a gun egg.
It's going to shoot.
Please do. Here's the pitch. Jay the Chicken just said, I'm going to scramble your eggs. Okay, here's the next pitch from our own Gracie Harms.
Oh, by the way, we have number one up to bat, Taya Kelly.
Oh, that one went high. Bounced off the fence. That's about as foul as Jerry the Chicken's language.
No.
Oh, Jerry.
Whoa, that's a little too much there.
You can't say that on the radio, Jerry. Jeez.
We're going to have to edit that one out.
Yeah, we got to pluck that one out. The umpire had to get out of the way for that one. Oh, is she out? He's thinking about it. I guess she's safe. So our Lancers advance. Got a Lancer on second and third with the first Lancer, Taya Kelly, their pitcher, back up now. Please enjoy the wind, everybody.
Yep, it's very angry right now.
I need to buy some kind of like weighted like enclosure or something.
That
I
a little tent thingy.
A little tent, like a little pup tent, a little half tent. Yeah. That we can sit in. I don't know. I really should.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, whoa, that was a weird one.
Kind of looked like it hit
a light tap, yeah.
I think you were right what they were saying.
They're talking about how much they like their dog. Yeah. Okay, my dog is actually
cuter.
Your dog, really?
I don't know what your dog looks like, but I'm just saying mine is cuter.
My dog is Raina the Corgi. Mm. Oh, that's a big high one, but it's a foul ball. It's way out there.
Mine, I have two. I have a Shih Tzu.
Whoa, whoa.
And
bleep that one out.
No, that's, my goodness. And a,
watch it now, watch it.
German Shepherd mixed with a lab.
Like a science lab?
Nice job, Gracie! Woo! I'm gonna punch you right now.
Whoa, there's that choo-choo. Whoa! Fast hands, fast hands. She got locomotion going on with her fists.
What?
Locomotion. Trains
ask.
Are locomotives.
I don't. Sorry.
That's okay.
This smart food is not working.
No, it's not. For either of us.
Oh, number 12. Got to go to first base.
She's walking, yep. Okay, we got bases loaded with Lancers.
Oh, wait.
We got Lancers on every base. She walked, so now here's number 5.
All right, number 5. Are you going to hit a home run?
I don't know if they've got the power for that. Well, she's got some forearms.
Right here, Gracie.
She's got forearms.
Two outs
right now. Yeah. Oh, that one's going high. Heads up, folks. Hey.
Oh, someone just got a black eye. Oh, no.
Don't say things like that. I think everybody's fine. Yeah, number 5's got some arms. She might be able to power it out there. Let's see. Again, all we need is one out, and we can seal this deal. We got one ball on the count.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, Lexi's going to bounces off her knee and goes high. That's one Lancer in. Two Lancers in.
Oh, are they going to have...
Three Lancers in.
With
the Lancer diving into home plate, and the Bruins had no way to block everybody out. Lexi Schofield looking not so happy. It's okay, Lexi. It's okay.
Shaking her head.
You know, I'm not sure if it bounced off her shin or went off her leg or what. Again, that ball's so high up, you can't jump for it. So there's nothing to do but wait. And while you're waiting, Lancers diving into home. I think we're checking on her. Yeah, her leg's not feeling too good. Hey, anytime you got something like that, if that's going to prevent you from, you know, doing your thing. Yep, they're checking in on her. Again, they call them softballs, but you get hit with one of those. Does not feel soft, I tell you what.
Well, no dirt. How else? I mean, when you hear the...
that went right off her knee there. Oh, my goodness, yeah. Oh, she's feeling that. We can actually see her from here. It looks black and blue from here. Yeah, she better get out of there. Where they're checking to see if she's okay.
A little swollen. Just a little bit.
All right, Lexi! Yeah! Woo! Yeah!
Oh.
Yeah, the same knee.
Oof.
Poor knee.
Yep. That's one of our warriors. I think she's just making noise for fun.
Mm-hmm. No, she's actually just dying, you know.
Don't. She's one of ours.
I know.
That smart popcorn is not doing its work. Goodness.
Oh, well, look at
you. Oh, are you able to take pictures on your phone? We need a picture of us.
Cracked.
No, the camera. The camera's cracked? The camera's jacked up?
Mm-hmm.
Can you take a picture with the front camera?
I guess. Yes.
We need a picture of us doing our thing for the show.
Beautiful. I got one.
Okay.
Beautiful. I got okay. one.
Is it just me in it? No, that doesn't work.
Some hat.
No, we gotta have, nobody cares if it's an old man teacher in the show. They need to know that there's a high school kid in it.
Oh no.
All right, we got our...
With a beautiful hat.
Okay, perfect. Can you send that to me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, a beautiful hat. I don't know what you're talking about. Stupid Band-Aid won't let me...
Uh-oh. Oh, I've been meaning to ask you about how you got that war wound.
Paper cut. Sorry.
I'd prefer the paperclip story. Whoa.
Yeah, I was battling a mouse with the paperclip.
Yes.
And he just slashed my thumb.
That little bug?
Yeah. I actually was trying to fix the scoreboard over there.
Oh, were you?
And they were like, no, this is...
The mice at the scoreboard?
Yes.
That's a good callback.
They were like, this is our territory, man.
See, you could be funny. You could be funny.
I guess.
Despite what people say, you could be pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. That's depressing. I had one other joke, but it's gone. It's about an alligator.
Oh.
It's okay. We're waiting. And we're waiting.
So what's happening here is we had Lexi Schofield escorted off the field after her knee getting whacked pretty solidly with a softball. Sent the softball flying up in the air about 20 feet. And while we were waiting for that ball to come back down, again, nothing doing while it's up there in that slow ascent and descent, we had three Lancers just bring it right on in. We're here doing our thing for Bruin News, specifically for the Bruin Radio Sports Channel, which is part of Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIWLP, broadcasting on 100.7 FM on your radio dial.
I'm sorry, but I don't think people can follow you when you say it like that.
That's okay. This is a production of the... wait, what do you mean people can't follow me? Like, they can't understand what I'm saying.
101K.5, blah, 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 blah.
KCIWLP, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. And they know. They know. They're listening to us. They know. Listen, if somebody's tuned into this show, they know where we're at. Because they found us on KCIW.org, or they found us on, like, the high school website.
Back to interesting things.
Yes. Hey, wait. Fine, go ahead.
Let's see.
I'm going to have me some of this smart popcorn.
Okay.
I don't know what it's doing to you, but I'm going to try it.
The famous smart popcorn.
I'm going to sprinkle some of this
powder on your suitcase thing.
I'm going to sprinkle some on your phone.
What?
Yeah.
It's already on my phone.
Good. Don't wipe it off.
Too bad, already did.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Exactly.
But I feel dumber.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. I had like half the bag already.
Exactly. Roasted.
Oh, wow. Do, 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 do. I just got roasted. You know those. Yeah. Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. People can't see, but there was fireworks everywhere.
Gracie.
And then I said roasted. As you were saying about Gracie.
She's still our pitcher. Looks like things are about to happen. A little more discussion from coaches. What's going on, guys?
I don't know.
All right, here we go. No more waiting.
And here's the pitch. Oh, she hit it. Oh, Hannah did not catch it. Oh, we have a Lancer on second base now.
Yes, we do.
And now we have number 15 up to bat, which is Aaliyah Rudy, or as you said, Aaliyah, or whatever you said.
Yes.
And here's the pitch. I think I don't know what that was. Was that a ball?
I don't know.
It was either a ball or strike, people. No, Hat, don't go. Here's the pitch.
Nice pitch, Gracie.
I think that was a strike.
I think it was. I think you're right. You feel sunburned at all, or you feel like you're good?
I feel like I'm good.
Is that hat nice? Is it working? Okay, I'm going to hang on to it then.
Here's the pitch. Oh, hits it. It's caught by Hannah James. Woo!
That was good. That was good.
And now we are switching.
Yep, that was it. After all this time, I forgot to write down what inning we were on, so...
Oh, and it's 2-4 right now. We've got two.
Okay, I think we're at the top of the third.
Some random number.
8,395.
Yep. Been here for a million years.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I had to spend 2 more hours here, I would lose my mind. I would say, Jerry the chicken, come back. End me.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, guys, but Jerry, he had to go to his chicken family.
He had to go to his chicken family.
Put the gun away.
He did. Back in the case, in the lock case.
His little vault. He's got a vault that's an eggshell.
An eggshell vault. In his coop.
Yeah. There's a special coop. It's an underground coop, by the way. I've been there, obviously, as you could tell. We don't have Lexi's gonna hit. Yeah, right? Yeah, she can hit. Lexi's wanting to hit.
Lexi wants to hit. Her knee's hurting, but she wants to hit. I respect that.
I couldn't do it with my knee hurting like that.
Mm. Have you ever been really hurt before?
Yes.
What's the worst injury you've ever had?
Broke my ankle.
You broke your ankle? Oof.
But I still wanted to play.
What did you still want to play?
Volleyball.
Oh, you're broken ankle volleyball player, huh?
Yes. My ankles are terrible right now.
Yeah. What season is volleyball? What season of the year? Is that spring sport or?
It's in the beginning of school year.
Okay. Are you playing sophomore year?
Yes.
Would you want us to come and do radio shows for your volleyball games?
Sure.
Do you feel like that would be hard or easy to do? Oh, there's Lexi Schofield. There she is. Lexi!
Whoop, whoop! I think that would be easy.
Okay, so that's a short one. Oh, she's running on it. Oh, man, that's tough.
Oh.
Yep, I think she's out.
Oh, at least she tried.
Yep, I respect that.
Yep.
Sorry, you were saying?
I
don't know if you can really call a ball. It moves so dang fast.
Pass, set, and hit. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, we can try it.
Now we have number 24, Casey Jones, up to bat.
Casey Jones!
Here's the pitch.
Oh, that's a strike. Her batting coach telling her, make an adjustment. Make an adjustment. All right, number 24. Oh, she swings again. That's a second strike. Says, make an adjustment. Telling you where to hit it. Her heart's beating, I'm sure. Here it comes. Oh, that's third strike.
It's all right. A little disappointed.
Yeah, I think so.
What is the score right now? Still 2-4.
Yep.
Now we have Allie Graves up to bat.
Yes. Allie Graves.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, there we go. That's
Allie
a strike.
Is short for Allison.
Allison. Do you know her middle name?
Nope.
Oh, that means you hate her.
What?
You don't know her well enough to know
I only
her
know
name.
One person's middle name, and
who?
That's Trinity's.
You don't even know your own middle name?
No, I know mine.
Embarrassing. Are you and Trinity pretty good friends?
I mean, I guess. I mean,
whoa.
We didn't go to like Great America or go to Sacramento together, you know.
Oh.
I'm kidding, yes.
Oh, okay.
And we did go to Great America.
How long have you known her for?
4 years.
Whoa.
Last name? Same person.
Oh. Here's the pitch.
Ooh, that one was picking up some dirt. That was low. By the way, we got a new pitcher from the Lancers. That's number 3. Who is number 3?
Amelia Ferguson.
Oh, that's Amelia Asparagus Ferguson out there. Mm-hmm. Yes, here's the pitch from her.
Oh,
that's
hits.
A short little bouncer to third base.
She throws
it in. That was our third out for the Bruins, so we're changing the field with nothing really to show for it. I don't know. The Lancers looking pretty happy with themselves.
The same, yeah. So that would be weird if you had two of them.
Oh, man.
But if they don't, they're not that close.
Oh, there's Madison Taylor.
They don't look very happy.
Our girls?
Nope.
That's been a tough couple of games. You know, that first game didn't go so great for us. Had a lot of points in the Lancers. They're a pretty strong team, it seems like.
Do you know Doofenshmirtz from Phineas and Ferb?
Vaguely. Like, I haven't watched
it. Can you do an impression?
I cannot. I don't know the character that well. What does it sound like? No, you do. You gotta.
No, I can't.
Well,
it's
nobody
impossible.
Cares what YouTube says. I mean,
No. You just have to hear it, and then you can.
Mm-hmm. You think I'm that good at that kind of thing?
I don't know. Doofenshmirtz. See, look, he's right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's because you Google him every day.
Oh,
yeah. He's in, like, your immediate search history. Like, oh, you want to search him again? Okay, here you go.
No.
Google doesn't judge, but it does, like, say it kind of funny, like, oh, okay, that's what you want. Kind of weird, but what else?
Okay.
Weird search, but okay.
Ready?
Oh, hold on. Hey, Elmo and Beatrix. This is Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz from Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated. Perhaps you've heard of me.
I think I could do that. I'd have to listen to it a little bit more, though. It's kind of like a bad German, like silly German accent.
Uh-huh. And then the little jingle, Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated.
Oh.
Harry the Platypus.
Is that a show only for dorks?
I don't like those.
I guess.
Does Bubba watch it?
Yes.
You get along with Bubba okay?
Yes. Not okay. Great.
Really? You guys are good pals? I hope it stays that way.
Yes.
Sometimes when little brothers become older brothers, they change a little bit. Not going to happen?
No.
Bubba's not going to change?
No.
That's good.
All right.
Again, it's not over for us. We still got some chances here. All it takes is one inning, and boom.
Number two from the Lancers, which is Skyly Gibson. What just happened?
I don't know. Sorry. Okay, I need to tune back in. Here's the pitch from Gracie Arms into number two.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, that's a swing and a miss. I don't know how she missed it. That looked like it went right through the bat there. Incredible.
There's holes in the back. And here's the pitch.
Okay, we don't have to say that every time.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. Let me think of something else to say.
Here it comes.
No.
There it is.
No.
Here we go.
No.
And she throws. Ball goes. Voop.
She throws the ball.
There you go.
Yay.
Ah.
Okay, let's see. What else can you say?
Ball goes whoosh.
Oh, I have one.
Bat goes ping.
No. Ready? Wait for it.
Oh, I have no choice.
And swoosh.
Swoosh. Oh, that's actually a pretty good hit. That goes all the way out there to our outfielders, who throw it into Jordan Crosby, who catches it. But our Lancer stays safely on first. All right, got a Lancer on first. Good hustle from Jordan Crosby. All right, here's number eight again.
Number eight, Lana Skeen or Lana?
Lana Skeen, yes.
L.A.
Lana's middle name, ask her.
It's hamburger.
It's hamburger.
I don't know.
Why did she say that? Why hamburger?
It just came up in my head. Because hamburgers sound really good right now.
Ah, yeah. Who has good hamburgers here in town?
My parents.
Oh.
I don't know.
All right, everybody go to Abigail Giesler's parents' place. For the ham hams.
The ham hams.
Yo, dog, cook me up some of them birds.
Ball out of hand.
Whoa. So they sent it out to left outfield. That's Lexi Schofield out there. Seems like they sent it right to her, knowing she's hurting a little bit in the knee area. So that was a hamburger running out to first. And number two's on second. Well, they don't know. They don't know why that sounds terrible. Like, they don't know. So they have no reason. And number three, it's not mean. I don't know. That's why I said why hamburger.
I didn't see her.
Poor girl.
Oh,
you didn't see her.
Until I.
Oh. But now that you can, don't you feel like kind of a jerk? Here's the pitch. Oh. Okay. So that was a strike. That was a strike for number three. Jeez. Jeez.
I did see her, and then I said it, and I looked. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Oh, no, I'm a jerk. Here's the pitch. Oh, number three sends it high. Catch it, catch it. Come on, girls.
Catch it.
Yeah, that's a catch. All right. So that was a good catch from our girl in the outfield. That was Jordan Pryor, I believe, out there in center outfield.
Yes.
Sending their Lancer home. I think that's two outs for them. I think that's two. Can you tell?
Nope.
Okay.
The ball is out of her hand.
Oh.
It was a low ball. She did not swing.
Did not swing. DNS. I'm saying die, die, die. Jeez.
Dunny, were they trying to aim for Lexi's knee? Dunny. Dun 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 dun.
Are they saying Nani? Dun 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 dun.
You know, the Illuminati.
Yes.
And the pitch.
Oh, wow.
Was going to bunt it, but did not hit.
Did Lancer get a steal just a minute ago? Is that what happened?
I don't.
No, they just advanced. Okay. I swear we're not terrible at this.
Yeah.
By the way, the score is still 2 Bruins, 4 Lancers.
We're just blind.
Yeah.
And... oh,
all right, number 10 sends it in to our girl out there in between. Oh, shoot.
So okay. Why didn't she throw it to home so that they don't get a home?
I don't know. I think they were going for an out. So a Lancer did make it home. That brings a score for 2-5 now.
Some nice popcorn bag sound.
Mm.
The pitch.
No, nothing. Did not swing. I don't know if it... Oh, we had a Lancer steal from first to second. Number 10's got fast feet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't see, so...
Well, you see her feet? They're fast. Okay, there we go. Oh, wow. So that's number one, by the way. The pitcher for the Lancers is up there, up to bat.
Taya Kelly.
Or... yep, that's her. Taya Teakettle Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Oh. That was a... you think that was a strike? That was a ball.
I think that was a ball.
Yes. Okay, looks like she's aiming up for a bunt. Here it comes. Oh, nope. She's taking the walk. All right. We got bases loaded with Lancers. All we need is one out, and I think we can clear him. This is the second time Gracie's been put in this situation. Bases loaded. Two outs on the count.
Last time did not go so well, so yep. Let's see what happens the same.
Our catcher just took some direction from our head coach, Tony Barron, back there.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, that was a low one.
So was that a ball?
I believe that was a ball. Okay, number 12, taking up the bat there.
There's the pitch.
Oh, that was a high one.
Yep.
That was just above number 12's head, so luckily our catcher caught it. If she didn't catch it, we could have had a real mess on our hands.
Yep.
Oh, that one's a foul ball. Bounces out of the dirt.
The foul.
Oh, they're talking about their doggy again.
I don't want to see their dog now.
I can tell you what it looks like.
What does it look like?
Four legs.
Yeah.
Fur.
No.
Fur.
No, really?
Yep, fur.
For some reason, I'm picturing a bulldog.
Yeah, that's probably a bulldog. with the kind of the, like the droopy face, like.
So they, I don't know. I like the way I've always liked.
Now what? I guess Lancer comes home.
Yep. A free home.
Yep. So number 8 comes in.
2-5.
You sure it's not 2-6? Oh yeah, 2-5. Good call. Did you sunscreen your shoulders, by the way?
Nope, but I don't.
You
need
did?
To.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Well, if the blisters tomorrow, show say otherwise. I'll say I told you so.
I'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gone. So you, I wouldn't even waste. Yeah,
you're
expensive to buy those.
Is Jerry back?
Oh yeah, somebody's buck bucket out there. That was Jerry's older brother, Barry. Yeah. Barry actually moved up to South Umpqua, so Barry's here for the opposing team.
While we have Jerry, though Jerry went home. So
yeah, Jerry's a little unstable. And number 10 for the Lancers comes sliding into home. Bringing the score up to 2-6 now.
Yep.
Oy.
Oh, by the way, we have number 5 up to bat. Kaylee Mann.
Kaylee? What's your nickname?
I was going to say Kay, but that's my middle name.
Yeah.
Mann.
Kaylee Mann? Yes. Wow.
No. Mad.
Kaylee Madman. Kaylee Madman Man. Here's the pitch. Oh, she kind of faked out for a bunt, and she's... Why did she walk?
Go, Gracie.
Okay, I don't know why, but she walked. I guess she got hit with the ball.
Oh. And now we have number 4. Shaylin Gray.
Yep, and the bases are loaded again. Let's see what happens.
Third time.
Oh, that's a big high one. Is that one going over the fence? No, it's not. That's a caught ball. Thank goodness. All right, we got one Lancer. Their catcher coming into home. All right, let's see what happens now.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, that's a high one. It's going over the fence. Oh, almost caught by a gentleman in the audience.
Now what would happen if it was caught? Would that be a...
You're out.
Number 15.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that one bounced right past her. We're going to have a Lancer steal.
Not Aaliyah. Not Aaliyah.
Annika?
No.
Anika?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
That's what it was. Aaliyah Rudy.
We had a Lancer steal from second to third and from first to second, so. Here's the pitch. Oh.
Let's go, Grace.
Oh, my goodness. And here is the pitch.
The pitch. Here is the pitch. Oh, uh-oh, we're having some trouble. Oh, yeah. Get that ball in there. That's no point. All right, Lancer's still home. We're having a little trouble fielding the ball.
Come on, Bruin.
Yeah, our girls are having a tough time. I don't know how else to say it. Here's the pitch, though. All right, and 15's taking a walk to first. Got a Lancer on first and second.
For some reason, I thought it was Saturday.
No, it is not. It's Friday. The last time we did this was Saturday. Mm. Yeah. It's a Friday today, so we get to go home after this. Oh, a bird gets on the field. Get out of here, bird.
I thought it was a butterfly at first.
Nope, just a very aggressive bird.
It's very mad.
Probably looking for your popcorn.
Little pitch.
Oh, just barely nicked the ball there. Oh, crap. All right, number 2, let's see what that Lancer's going to do.
Oh, that's right. Skyly Gibson.
It's a little bouncer out there to our shortstop who sends it to Jordan Crosby, who gets us our third out to switch things out. This is our chance to take back the score.
Very nice catch by the blue shirt man.
Ooh, that's the umpire. Also called the blue shirt man. Do you know what they call the little bag that they put their spare balls in? It's called a bag.
Nope.
Just a bag.
It's not a bag. It's a fanny pack.
A fanny pack? But it's on their side.
Exactly.
It's not on their fanny at all.
Fanny pack.
Oh, okay.
On the side. Ah. So a fanny pack.
Ugh. Ugh. That joke gave me a disease.
Or a sidey pack.
Don't you even. You're making it worse.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, folks, we're going to see what's going to happen out here with the Bruins on this outstanding Friday. The time on the clock is currently... No, there's no time on that one. I mean, on your phone. What time is it?
Let's go.
Oh, gosh.
5:41.
It's 5:41 on this Friday, April the 26th.
On a Friday.
On a... Yes. These phlegmy coughs brought to you by Abigail K. Giesler.
Yep. You're welcome, by the way.
Normally you have to pay, but yeah. When you tune in to Bruin Radio Sports, you get it for free.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, we sportscast all kinds of games, but we've usually focused on baseball and softball, which are the easier games to call. I don't know anything about calling volleyball, but if it's Abigail Giesler out there, we might consider trying it.
Oh, pass. Oh, what's that? Oh, I hit another pass. Pretty much.
Do we have to do that weird accent you just did?
I did an accent?
You did some kind of like weird like, oh, I hit. Oh, I have to pass. Oh, yeah.
There's a pass. There's a hit. Oh, wait, no.
Something was going on with your vocal cords. By the way, that was two pitches we missed there. Okay.
Back to the game.
We've got Hannah, Holden, and Foldem James out
ready,
there.
Ready, ready, ready?
Yes.
And it is the peach.
Stop. Get out of the studio. Oh, boy.
I'm telling you, it's the popcorn.
I wish you would stop telling me. Yeah. Sadly, that was a strike there for Hannah. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes
the pitch.
Oh, that's a third strike. Sadly, she's going to come back to her dugout.
Now we have Tilly.
Yep. Tilly Peters. What's her nickname?
Usually just Tilly.
Tilly.
We could call her Till.
Tilly the Tornado Peters.
Oh, the tornado.
Yeah.
Nice hit.
Oh, she hits it towards the right field. I don't know what happened because I cannot see. Jordan Crosby is up to bat now.
Yes.
What's her nickname? I know one.
Tell me.
The Ghost Rider.
Jordan, the Ghost Rider. It doesn't quite roll off the tongue. Oh, and that one's going high, and it's going to bounce off.
Nothing. It just went into the black space.
I was thinking J-Dog.
J-Dog?
Yeah, Jordan J-Dog Crosby.
I don't know. Here's the pitch.
Oh, nope. Nothing doing there. She's taking a second, steps away. Kind of gets herself in gear here. All right, she comes down.
Here's the pitch.
Nope. She wisely does not go for that one. That was a ball that was just above the strike zone. Sorry for the wind, folks. We tried to stop it. We could not.
Yeah, we asked the wind. We're like,
hey. We asked it.
Can you stop?
Hey, what gives? Whoa, there you go. That's a low little grounder. Going in between. Ooh, shoot. Nope, she's out, sadly. That's the third out for our crew. We did not get to see Madison Taylor bat due to that. That was our third out. That brings us to an inning somewhere, but we're not sure. Well, there we go. Now we're in the break. How we doing?
Pretty good.
You ready to go home and get some rest after this?
Yes.
Mm.
Not quite the... inspiration and encouragement that I would try to be a little more nicer.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can't say anything because I'm not upset about it.
Mm-hmm. How are you at volleyball? Are you good at it?
I'm okay. I'm not, like, really good, but I'm okay. At least I try.
You know? What position do you play?
Well, I usually do middle blocker.
Middle blocker. What's your role as a middle blocker?
I block the ball, and I hit the ball if it comes to the middle. Or I can also pass it if it's a really short.
Yeah. In your estimation, who are the better players on the team?
Madison Taylor.
Really? She's a volleyball girl?
Yes. Jordan Crosby.
Ah, okay.
And those two are pretty good.
Really? Okay. Yep. Who was your volleyball coach when you were playing? Was it Knight of Her Shoe?
Yes.
Or?
No, it was Knight of Her. And then for varsity, it was Shoe.
Ah, got it. Your JV?
I'm trying. I'm going to try to get varsity.
Ah, okay.
But you never know.
How do you think you'll do? Do we have a lot of girls that go out for volleyball?
Yes.
Like, we have enough for both varsity and JV?
I think so.
Okay.
So,
what do you need to do to get on? What do they ask for you to get on the varsity team?
To be good. And it's like your participation.
Yeah.
Your how good you are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Your teamwork.
Yeah. Did you like train? Like, did you do exercises to get prepared?
We have open gyms every Sunday.
Ah, okay.
Sometimes Wednesday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the pitch to number 8. She sends it up high to our left outfielder, Lexi Schofield, I think, who just tries to pick it out of the air but doesn't quite. And then she sends it in to Tilly. No, that's Jordan Crosby. Yep, no, that Lancer number 8 made it all the way to second.
I have a joke coming from my hands.
Oh.
What do you call a train carrying bubble gum?
What?
A choo-choo train. Choo-choo-choo-choo.
Ugh. Groan. What a groaner.
Oh, ready?
No.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A broken pencil.
A broken pencil who?
Never mind, it's pointless. Oh.
Okay, well, hang on, hold it, I'll do it. Okay, here's the pitch.
Oh,
number 3 said the big strong one head out to the umpire, who tries quickly to get himself out of the way. Ball comes in, goes past. Gracie. Okay.
What's the best thing about Switzerland?
What?
I don't know, but the flag is a big plus.
All right, we got a Lancer on second and third, everybody. Oh, that was not Lexi Schofield. It was in the left outfield. I'm not sure who that is. Allie Graves out there? Okay. Sorry, everybody. Oh, number 3. Oh, heads up. Whoa. The softball jumps out of the audience.
One more joke.
Almost gets Blake Walter Dobson. Blake, you okay? You good?
Woo. Are you ready? Jeez. My boss told me to have a good day, so I went home.
Oh, that's like a funny story then.
I think everyone can relate.
All right, number 10 sends it up high toward our center outfield. That's a home run. That's a home run. Oh, that kind of brings in for the Lancers. That brings in 3 points on the scoreboard there.
Yep.
So what's our grand total then? 9, looks like.
Oh, yeah.
To the Bruins, deuce. We get 2.
Wow.
Yep. Well, that hurts.
Yep. Maybe the tables could turn around soon. The table can have wheels. We can put wheels on
yes,
the table.
Yes, there you go. That's better. We still got the sun kind of in Maddie's eyes here.
Oh. What happened to her shades?
She had shades on her. I guess she doesn't need them now. She's still squinting, though. Oh, that was a good hit right in between our two left outfielders. They have to scramble to go pick it up. And we're waiting for that ball to come in. And, all right, so our Lancer stays on second. Again, they cleared the field, brought all those Lancers in, so we just got one of them out there on second now. Oof.
Man.
Yep. It's a tough gig, folks.
Number 12.
Yeah.
Hannah Lowell.
Hannah Lowell.
AKA LOL.
It's weird. I just. Yeah.
That's an interesting chant.
Yeah, just saying her name.
Whoa.
Let's see if we can do that for Abigail. Abigail! Abigail, 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 Giesler! It doesn't quite have the same ring to it. Abigail! Abigail, 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 Giesler!
Barry, is that you?
Dang it, Barry! I'm gonna turn you into. What's that thing from Burger King? Chicken fingers.
Chicken fries.
Chicken fries. What are chicken fries?
Fries made out of chicken.
Oh. Instead of potato.
Instead of potato, potato.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Le pitch.
Lay ball. Oh, we throw it out there to try and dissuade our Lancer from running off too far. Oh, no. Did we just have a bad throw to our pitcher? Maybe.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, that one's going high. And bounces off the building.
Uh-oh.
Need a couple more little ball retrieval. Alright, in his fan-eyed pack, he now has a ball. The umpire had no balls left to bring into the play, so he asked for one from the coach. From the home team coach. Tony Barron, friend of the show. Oh, that one's going high. Let's that's a home run. Alright, that's going to bring the Lancers too. Our first Lancer comes in. Our second Lancer, number 5, we just hit that home run, rounds the bases. Boy, Lancers are having a good day.
Wow, yeah. They just
A little slap there.
No.
Slap, slap.
They did where you make them a king or a knight.
Oh. Well, they're Lancers. It's like a knightly royal thing.
Exactly. Where's my knighting? No, I'm a knight.
You are now Sir Giesler.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Here's the pitch to number 4, who sends it to Jordan Crosby. Oh, it slips right through Jordan Crosby's mitt there, sadly.
Save it for afterwards. Oof.
The big oof.
The oofsters. My band name is Oof and the Oofsters. Yeah. All right, coach is calling him in to talk to him. Let's listen in.
Big O of... Oof. You know. O and of. Big O of.
Ah. Uh-huh. Yeah. But again, we always do have a good crowd out here in the afternoons, especially after people are starting to get off of work. They're able to make it to these games and cheer for their girls. And some of these folks out here, they don't even have girls on the team. They just come because they like the game. They like the sport. Softball's a great sport. The American heritage there. Baseball also popular in Japan.
Japan?
Yes, very popular in Japan, in fact. Japanese love their baseball. Are you talking to Trinity Dell today? Have you told her how much she's missing? No?
Not yet.
We don't need to rub it in. You see the guy in the orange all the way out there? I was like lounging like a mermaid on the rocks.
Uh-huh.
Except instead of a mermaid, it's some guy.
He looks like Merman from
SpongeBob, Merman, and Barnacle Boy.
Oh, with the orange, with the bright orange, and being a slightly older guy, and like.
I see it.
That's pretty good. I like that.
Well, here we have it. Merman himself watching the
game. I think it's Mermaid Man. Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
You're about to tell me I was wrong, weren't you?
Yes.
You got all up on your high horse about that friggin' Lion Sleeps Tonight song, and now you're like, oh, I know everything. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The smart popcorn. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the ball. Is it like a Blue Cross? Yeah. And is it like a PPO? The doctor.
That's a pretty good joke. I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, like five things have happened while we've been doing that.
I know.
Stupid bit. I tell you, people, please volunteer.
We have... Number 15.
Oh, it's going right for us.
Oh, no.
My Lord.
Oh, no.
Oh, I was ready. Oh darn. That's a good try. It's a good try. It's okay, kid. So that ball
almost went under the desk.
I thought the ball was coming for us. My life flashed before my eyes.
Me too.
Yep. Abigail Giesler was ready to protect me.
No.
Defend my honor because she's a knight.
No.
Sir Giesler was going
to
leave me to die.
I'm a knight to myself.
Oh. All right, here comes the next pitch. Oh, that was going up toward the building.
Because I never
did. Oh, thumbs against the bottom.
Like a doctor referral.
And they're barking again. Well, we're really short on softballs this season.
Put it in his fanny side.
Yep.
Wait, no. It was either side knee.
It's finide.
Finide. That's what it was. Finide.
This is going to take off like a great product. Everybody wants their Finide bag. Have you seen? No, seriously. Have you seen that new Finide bag? I got the Supreme.
The Supreme
Finide bag. I got a Finide bag from Pink.
Really? I got a Gucci Finide bag. Get on my
Gucci.
Level. Get on my
spent
level,
way too much
scrub.
Money. Pink. Pink Finide bag.
No. Get on my level, scrub.
Too far below me. Are y'all done with that Gatorade bottle? I'll
yep.
toss it. Otherwise, it's gonna go flopping around. All right, you gotta carry the show while I'm going.
Okay. Let me just try.
You don't have to put those on.
Oh, but I will.
Oh, okay.
I can't hear anything.
Let's kiss. Oh, my God. You need to explain to the audience.
I just put the headphones over my hat, but it's okay. We're waiting for something. I don't know. Nothing's happening. We're waiting.
All right.
So far, nothing has happened.
Oh, I didn't miss anything. That's
nope.
Good.
You just missed me saying we're waiting, and we're waiting. I have an idea.
Ugh. Ugh. Oh man.
Lovely cough.
Folks, the studio just fell apart over how stupid that was.
I'm a DJ now. Oh. Wait, you just missed the pitch.
DJ AKG. In the his house.
No. I have a nickname. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
I used to play basketball, and my dad gave me this nickname. Are you ready?
Yeah.
G Sparkle.
G Sparkle? That's pretty cute. That sounds like a dad nickname.
Yep.
I like
and he
it.
Was G Force.
Oh, yes. That's kind of sweet.
Yes.
That sounds like a nice dad thing.
Yes. Dad jokes everywhere. That is why I laugh at dad jokes.
Yep, that'll do it.
That's all I hear.
Oh, that's a high one. I guess she's walking.
Her boots were made for walking.
And that's
just what they'll do. One of these days, these shoes, what they're wearing.
Hang on a sec. Umpire just brought out something.
Gonna
a piece of paper. He's checking the batting order. Oh, he's... Okay, he's checking the batting order.
Over.
Looks like the coach wants to do a substitution or something. Are you focused? Focus.
Sorry.
We're losing it, folks. We might only be able to do one game at a time here. Do two games, we start getting loopy.
Oh, no. Popcorn, don't leave me. We all waiting.
and
he said something like 6 for 8. Oh, ow, 14. When the heck did that happen? 14.
I don't know, but now the other team has 14 and we have 3.
Yeah.
Wait, 3, 6, 9, 12. We just need about, I don't know. I just realized multiplication doesn't work.
I don't know what you were doing there, yeah. Hey, how about this wind, huh?
It sounds like it's glitching, or I'm a robot.
Yeah, it's because we gotta block it.
Oh, another home base
Oh boy.
Thing. Oh god.
Home base thing.
Yes.
All right, we got 15 for the Lancers now. Here comes number 6.
No, I guess it was
6.
Yeah, it looked like
a lot of
30
or
40.
Who's number 6?
Oh.
Kyla Pyres. Kyla Donut Pyres.
Her nickname could be Pirates.
Oh, Kyla Pirates Pyres. Yeah. All right, that's good. I like that better than Donut.
No.
Oh, shit. I can't. Oh, jeez. No, I did it. Oh, no. I don't know. I was just thinking. Oh, jeez.
It was number 8.
Number 8 was hamburger. Oh. Oh. Oh, there you got the strong hit. Oh, it's a caught ball, yeah. Oh, man. So our girl Hannah James had a great catch out there. She took a real tight fly ball going between first and second. Just snatched it right out of there. That donut's going back in the box.
Oh, wow. Is that why you wanted to say
yes,
donut?
That's why. But I shouldn't have picked it first.
Oh, my God.
I shouldn't have used that one. It's,
That was terrible.
All right, here's number 3. Is that asparagus?
Yes, it's asparagus.
Asparagus is sprigging up there.
No, stop. No.
One more. Okay. Wrap that one in bacon.
No, stop. And
makes your pee smell bad.
No.
There we go. That's a low ball going out there. Jordan Crosby picks it up and throws it in first.
Good job.
For an out that switches out the field. Okay. So they can't take our their lead any further, I hope.
You know what we should have?
What?
We should have signs. Like everyone gets one letter. Go Bruins.
How many letters is that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a poster for each letter, and we'll be like, you need to hold this, you need to hold this, and make sure it just says, go Bruins. And then we need, like, huge chants for our people in the stands.
Yeah.
Because if I was them, like a little kid.
What if they accidentally, like, space things out too much and it becomes gob Ruins?
That won't happen? No.
Oh, you swear.
I hope.
On your honor as a knight.
Oh. No,
a knife for yourself.
No.
Okay.
Is that Julia? No. Oh.
Why? You got drama?
No. She's my friend.
Oh, okay.
And she would help us.
Oh. All right. Well, let's see what happens. We've still got some more time to make things go.
Go, Maddie!
Oh!
And Jordan!
Yeah! All right, here we go.
They heard us.
We're watching. Let's see it happen.
Number 3 is pitching.
It's not.
I have an idea.
What's your idea?
When Maddie's going up, I'll be like, let's a go, Maddie-o.
Let's a go, Maddie-o. But that's. No one's good. All right. All right, I'm with you on that.
Ready?
I'll back you up.
1, 2, 3.
Let's a go, Maddie-o.
That was beautiful.
She's not even Italian.
Nope. I think we need the whole everyone to say.
And try to get everybody on. Let's just lamely go up there like, okay, everybody, do this stupid thing that doesn't make sense. We're all going to look at us like we're crazy. Here's the pitch to Maddie. Oh, Maddie says, oh, snap. Wow. Wow. So Maddie sent a real hard ball out there to third. Their girl, number 5, snatched it right out of the air, actually kind of dove for it, picked it right back up and sent it screaming into first and put Maddie out immediately. That was a really fast, tight play from the Lancers.
That was nice.
Yeah, right off the bat, first pitch, first hit, we lost Maddie right there. That was unexpected. Okay, so number three is who's pitching for him now instead of number one. We got number 16 up for us. Number 16, by the way, is our Jordan Pryor, JP.
The pitcher is Asparagus.
Ooh. Okay, Jordan Pryor had a strike there.
Let's go, Jordio.
Ugh.
Got it, Jordan. I think for Gracie, it'll be
Gracio. Whoa. That's another strike.
Do you see what I'm doing here? Gracio, Jordio,
Mario. Yeah, I catch what you're... Yes.
Like Mario? Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ugh. Uh-huh. Only real gamers. Uh-huh. Here's the pitch.
What do you mean everyone knows Mario?
Everybody?
Yes.
Everybody? Do you think Mermaid Man over there knows who Mario is?
Of course.
Oh, there you go. And that's a caught ball.
Oh.
Damn. Darn. That's two outs. We have got to get Abigail out of the studio. He stood up. Like, are you like, is like blood like pooling in your head or something?
No.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You know what? I feel like Mermaid Man should dress up as Mario. And then he'll be like Mermaid Man Mario Boy. Wait. All right.
Gracie had a hit. And I think Gracie. Wow. All right. We got shut out of there.
Flipping.
Yep. So Gracie did a good hit, but it got caught and thrown into first, and she just wasn't there. I don't think there was any way to move there quick enough.
Isn't there like a 13-run mercy rule in the four?
We got a gentleman in the audience asking about mercy rules. Well,
what does that mean?
Well, mercy rule usually comes into play when the opposing, when one of the teams has so many points that it's like, okay, at some point we're just done. But it only triggers at a certain stage with a certain number of points. I don't know what the mercy run rules are. Frankly, I don't even know what the softball rules are. I'm just trying my best out here.
I think we need to go on YouTube and just type in how to play softball.
Yeah.
But I'm too lazy for that.
Same. What time you got on your little clock there, BT Dubs?
6:07.
Okay, we're doing all right then. Oh, you got it?
No.
You want to go grab it?
You can grab it.
It's time for me to wear this thing.
No! Alrighty.
Okay.
We got the hats back on. Wait.
Oh, shoot.
There we go.
Alright, you're all...
Now I'm a cowboy and a knight. Howdy there, cowboy!
Oh, jeez. You know, since people are going to listen
gonna
to this,
take
like,
my horse to the hotel.
You know people are listening to this or going to listen to this.
Oh, right.
I'm not going to cut any of this out. That's all going to stay.
I got the horses in the back.
Oh.
Oh, man. You know what? No one, everyone's going to love me. You're just a jelly.
I'm just jelly. Oh, I'm super gel.
Yes, you're just jelly.
It could start early. It could be late. If you know, you
got multiple personalities.
You got a more. You're a scrub, a noob, and a jelly.
Oh, the shade.
I know.
My goodness gracious.
The shade is real.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Excuse me.
Yeah, well, you can't do anything right.
At this point, is it really...
We got Jordan Crosby out there pitching, though.
Is it really a softball announcement, the radio thingy-majigger?
Yes. We are still calling plays.
True.
Maybe not very professionally, but we're trying. Hmm. Listen, again, we don't have professionals. Instead, we just got, like, character shows, so that's all we got. We got us having fun, being silly.
Yes.
If we get a couple of pros, we'd straighten up a little bit. We'd do more professional calls. But we've got us.
Yeah, at least Aaron had somebody else
to.
Yeah.
Dude,
let's go.
All right. People are going into places.
We were never, like, we've been, you know, we were pretty good.
Scary.
We have Jordan Crosby pitching. And here's the pitch. It was low. It was a ball. I think my partner here has fallen asleep.
Oh no, I'm here. I'm sorry. You're doing such a good job.
Well, I missed it. happened. I saw it hit.
Yeah, it went below her knees there. Yeah. I think it's just a ball.
Oh, and here's the pitch.
That was a real low one. Real low one.
It's the final countdown.
Jordan is, yes, Jordan is just warming up, so. She's got to get her arms going. She's an athlete, so, I mean, she knows what she's doing out there.
Oh, here's the pitch. Oh.
Yep. And a little short one. It's a little bunt. Spins out, foul. So it's a foul ball.
Never mind.
All right, let's see what goes down here.
Number 10, Annika McCall. What's her nickname going to be?
Curly.
All right.
What?
Ooh. What?
So it said I Mommy.
What?
Some of the dugouts said maybe that's her nickname is Mommy. Oh, she takes a walk. Ball, ball, ball. Huh?
It hit her?
No, she got, that was four balls.
Really? I guess I'm not paying attention. I just saw two.
Hey, we're doing our best. All right, here we go. Here's number one, catch him.
Here's the pitch. Oh.
She moved in for a bunt there to kind of shake. Oh, number 10 steals second. So Curly advances to base number 2.
Oh, we have a new batter. That's right. Sorry.
Yes, number 1, that's their Taya. Catcher, Taya. Taya T. Kettle Kelly. Whew. Okay.
Here's the pitch. Oh!
There we go. That one's going high. And it gets a caught ball.
By Hannah.
Nicely done.
Is that, nope, that's Jordan Pryor.
Yep, Jordan Pryor catches it. Nice job.
What just happened? Who's yelling?
Somebody in the audience was yelling, step on the base, but she says it, I did. So she responded to her people out there saying, I did.
Kettle moved to third.
Okay, we got a timeout.
Are they saying she didn't touch the base?
I don't know. A little bit of discussion there.
Oh.
Yep, looks like our girl is indeed out. Their girl is indeed out.
We do not have Kettle on third.
Two outs on the count.
Now we have number 12, Hannah Lowell. The big LOL. What just happened? Please tell us what's happened. Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Well, she hit it and it went behind her. Almost hit her in the face. Here's the pitch. It was low and was not caught by the catcher. And the ball is out of the pitcher's hand.
Oh, that was a low one.
Maddie's got her shades back on. Here's the pitch.
Oh, there we go. Went right past Jordan Crosby. That was a big, strong hit from number 12. That Lancer moves up to first and dives into second and is safe there. Yep.
Uh-oh.
She
hurt?
Oh,
no.
Something got her. Well, it wasn't our Gracie Harms.
It was the plate,
ouch.
I think. Or
yeah.
Maybe something. Like
maybe.
Hurt her leg or arm when she slid.
All right, she's on her back. She was kind of ouchies there a little bit.
Oh, maybe she hurt her back.
Could be. Okay, we'll give her some time. Are there other Lance on the field taking a knee? Lancer down. Well, you know, just like when our Lexi got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe when she took a dive, she knocked the wind out of herself?
Probably.
Okay, umpires giving each other thumbs up saying, yeah, she's okay.
Oh, is it her arm? No.
I don't know. Can't tell. I think she's just breathing. See her breathing?
Yeah.
She just knocked the wind out of herself, I think. I think she took a spill, maybe got an arm under herself, and just oof.
Got a big oof.
Yeah. She might have just got squished or something. Again, when you do like a full-on chest dive, your whole body's just right on the ground, so.
Yeah. I have a slip and slide.
Yeah.
And next couple days, my whole body was hurting.
Yeah. Just jumping on the ground.
Yep.
Tend to hurt after a while.
Just a little bit.
All right, we're back in with Jordan Crosby pitching to number 5 of the South Umpqua Lancers.
Here's the
score
pitch.
Is 2-15. That one barely nicked off the top of the bat, went right straight behind her and into the fence. At this point, we're kind of getting Jordan Crosby some experience with pitching. Letting all the girls get out there and play. Get some experience from this. Oh, that's a big foul ball.
Right toward Mermaid.
Goes
Mermaid.
Right for Mermaid Man.
Poor Mermaid Man almost got hit in the face.
Yeah, went right for him.
Some people are saying he was trying to take a nap, but really, he was just being Mermaid Man.
Yeah, he's just laying out there trying to relax.
Exactly. Oh.
After a tough day.
I mean, hanging out with Barnacle Boy would be terrible.
Whoa. You think so?
You know,
because he's such a curmudgeon and kind of.
Now that I'm thinking about it,
kind of Squidward-like.
Barnacle Boy is like Squidward, but human form, because he has the nose.
He has the nose, and he's kind of. Exactly. All right, let's see her do it. What happens? Yeah, good catch. Tilly Peters caught that one with an out for the Lancers, and it's switching the fields. So let's see who's up first in our batting order now. See where we're at. Oh yeah, those Lancers are feeling pretty good for themselves. Pretty happy.
What's going on there?
Alright, we're going to see how this game ends today. But I have a prediction. I think one of the two teams is going to win.
No, really?
I really do.
I thought it was going to be a tie.
I might even bet money on it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Ouch.
My You're right.
Arm.
Oh. So, you're doing radio and news stuff on occasion.
Uh-huh.
You're doing volleyball.
Yeah.
Oh, you've even got your news story that I've got to help you do.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got going on after school?
Color guard.
You got a job.
Uh-huh.
You're working at the Backcracker's office.
I'm trying to do, like...
Yes, Casey!
Like, I like to participate in some plays. That's fun.
Oh, really? For who? Like the Checo Pelican players, or?
Just anybody.
Oh, cool.
Even though I suck at acting, but it's all right.
Yeah.
That's
a caught ball. Shoot.
Let's see.
I do a lot of acting stuff.
Yeah. I'm helping manage fundraisers so the orchestra, choir, and band can go to Disneyland next year.
Oh.
It was my idea, by the way.
Are you going to, like, sing at Disneyland, or?
No, we're just going to go to Disneyland, then go to colleges around.
Ah.
Come on, Casey!
It's Disneyland, not Disney World, right?
Yes, yeah, Disneyland.
Okay. California, Anaheim.
Yep.
Oh, that's a real short bouncer. Number 5 is not picking up, so I think our girl is safe. That ball was a high bouncer. Number 5 couldn't quite snatch it. Number 4, I think, eventually picked it up. So we've got a Bruin safe on first. Yes. Up to bat is number 26, our girl, Allison Graves.
Here's the pitch.
Oh, that's a decent little hit right toward first, though. I think that means that she's going to be out. But we do have a Bruin safe on second. We've got 2 outs now, so I don't know how much we're going to get from this inning. Yep, Hannah's up there. Oh,
caught it.
Good catch.
Did not catch the ball. I caught a paper, by the way. Do, do, do.
careful. Oh, he said safe. Umpire says safe. Hang on. Oh, he says safe. Umpire says safe. Wow. So a little bit of drama out there. So our girl almost got nailed coming back after she was thinking about stealing. Umpire said, nope, safe. And then it looked like she stepped off the plate again, and then they tried to tag her again. Umpire said, nope, still safe. Yep.
Number four, Shaylin Gray.
I think that's going to be about it for our Bruins girls.
Yep.
Good job, Casey.
Well, there we go. Those are happy Lancers. All right, they're going to come through. They're going to give our girls some high fives. Crowd's going to start clearing out. That means pretty soon you and I will be closing up in just a little bit.
Finally can relax at home.
Highlights of this game, our girls had some great catches out there. They did really well. They fought hard. They did send some balls flying. Had a home run for our Madison Taylor. Lance is going to hang out there on our field and get together for a little bit of hullabaloo with their crew.
Team bonding.
A little bit of team bonding. Yep. Well, folks, you ready to close the show?
Yep.
Everybody, this was Bruin Radio Sports with your host,
Abigail Geisler.
And Dane Tippmann. Tune in anytime that you want to hear a really terrible coverage of sports games. We are not sports ball people.
Nope.
We are not basket play game folk.
Wow, that was sad.
We are not hand egg players.
We are friends with Barry and Jerry, so.
And we do have fun. And if you want to have fun, get in touch with me. If you're a Berkey's Harbor High School student, come talk to me. If you're anybody else, leave me alone. I'm afraid of people. But come talk to me if you want to be part of the show. Really, we appreciate anybody coming out, especially if you know a little bit about softball. That'd be great. We're doing baseball, too, maybe even volleyball next year. It'd be really neat to do some volleyball stuff. Thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you, and have a great day.
Goodbye.